much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Everybody up, rise and shine. It's a new day.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I look at rape the same way I look at HIV. If you play guard for the Lakers, it won't affect you.
Jokes are fun and funny, but when they're at the expense of someone, they're just mean. Like, I don't joke about people like that because it's just mean and it's malicious.
Well, now you're just name calling.
You people are ugly and crude.
It's like trying to tell Iran and Israel to get along. It's not going to happen.
This is for all the Tostitos.
What would you do to make sure that we always remember you?
Be memorable.
And now.
There's a lot of magic and a lot of gayness and a lot of love.
Our feature presentation.
Good morning. Good morning. Fabulous. Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
Was that dude real, by the way, Bean?
Yeah, he was real. That was a dude. Hey, party people, welcome in. It's the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Thursday, the 20th of January. That was a dude who sent in an audition tape. He wanted to work at the radio station,
sent in
a tape to show us what he could do. And if my memory serves me correctly, it's been a number of years. Then at the end of the tape, I think he was just goofing around.
Oh, and so we found out that he was just having a laugh?
I think he was just goofing around, but it was one of the funniest things I ever heard. I still love that guy and still wish we'd hired him instead of Psycho Mike.
Good morning! Good morning. Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Outstanding. Wonderful. Terrific. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
I like, yeah.
I don't know that we ever spoke with him, but I still admire him greatly.
I was not around when you guys got that tape. I always thought that was Ralph fooling around. Like a voice.
It's not Ralph. No.
That was a dude trying to get a job.
The dude. So
we should have hired him. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, this is a great story as we head onward into a new Kevin and Bean show. This one...
We'll be the judge of that, first of all.
Yeah.
Well, it is a great story. Right. There's nothing you can say or do that will not make this a great story. Right. But it's rare that you see a story blow up so big so fast that you could not avoid it on the internet yesterday. It was everywhere. Police say they will search today for what is left of the cremated remains of a man and two dogs that robbers stole from a Florida house and then snorted after mistakenly thinking that it was cocaine.
No.
Wait a minute. They snorted the remains of somebody?
Yes, they did.
Awesome.
Members of the Marion County Sheriff's Department dive team say they will search a lake in the area where they think the remainder of the ashes may have been dumped. The robbery occurred in a home in Central Florida. A robbery crew ransacked the home, taking electronics, jewelry, and the cremated ashes of the homeowner's father and two Great Danes. During the investigation, detectives learned that the ashes were taken because the suspects mistook the ashes for either cocaine or heroin.
So great.
It was soon discovered that the suspects snorted some of the ashes, believed they were snorting drugs, the sheriff's department spokesperson said.
I wondered if they knew what they were or if they just didn't care.
I think they thought that they were drugs, snorted them, and realized they weren't. Then, apparently, I don't know how they're putting these pieces together unless they've already found the people, but they say after learning that they had snorted the ashes of a dead man or dead dogs, the suspects discarded the rest of the ashes. That's why the lake team is in, trying to find them, bring them up out of the water, because they were afraid that their fingerprints would be on the urns, so they just decided to throw them in the lake.
So, and then they went on stage and played with Mick Jagger?
Doesn't say that.
Oh.
Doesn't say that.
It's too bad they didn't try to inject him.
Yeah,
that would have been cool.
But that's a bad surprise, though. If you think you're going to get get high off of snorting what you think is drugs, and it turns out to just be some dumb old dead dog,
it's a worse surprise if it's your relative or your pet.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's worse for them.
Sure.
What happened to Uncle Henry? Well, some guys broke in and shoved him up their nose, and it's not something we want to talk about much. That is unbelievable.
So there you go.
Wow. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I'm not just blowing smoke here. I love your show. I love it. Seriously, I want to have sex with your show.
No.
He's a big fan.
No, that's a lie. American Idol was on last night.
Yes.
My man Bean drew the short end of the straw. And wait a minute, where are you? Where are you on it now, Bean? Because for the longest time, you were way in.
I was way in, and then I was way out, right. And then I was sort of in. And I think I'm going to have to be way out again.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Just based on the first night?
Well, I want, like many people, I was curious to see how the revamp went. I mean, this is an all-new show, you know, with new judges. And I was curious to see how they went. And by the way, I was very impressed with Jennifer Lopez as a judge. Really impressed with her. Steven Tyler also very entertaining and a lot better than I expected him to be.
So what's your problem?
But the problem is that America doesn't have talent. The problem is that I don't believe, and maybe, you know, maybe they've got some tremendous personalities still to come, but I just don't care about any of those kids and them singing their crappy songs, which what your complaint has been all along is, you know, whatever else around it is entertaining. Ultimately, it boils down to, is anybody making any music that you would enjoy hearing?
Right, and they sing songs that I wouldn't listen to otherwise, so why would I like it? But usually there are people that you get invested in.
There was nobody last night that, I mean, there were some heartwarming stories. There were certainly some people who had some interesting backstories, you know, homeless people who show up and this is their, you know, their ticket out of the ghetto or what. And I get that. I understand it's a
big
deal for them.
And then they say, no, go back to the ghetto.
But that doesn't mean that they're especially talented. You know what I mean?
But aren't these the bad ones?
Yeah.
Didn't they?
This is just
aren't they filled with people going, you don't know what you're talking about, I'm going to make it anyway?
Well, no, of course there's some of those people, but this is also where you start to see the people who get yes votes that then go on to Hollywood to compete. I mean, at some point we're going to see the American Idol over the course of the quote-unquote bad show. So, yeah, they put, you know, 50 people through or something last night. But I don't know. I don't see me hanging on. I don't see me giving two nights a week to this show for a whole season. I'll tell you.
I'm so glad to hear that.
That has always been my problem.
So glad to hear that. You have too much to keep up with.
I would just fast forward. Yeah. I just listen to the songs
especially
and then fast forward.
Since they have a lot of 2-hour shows, too, like last night. I mean, 2 hours of American Idol, a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. But Jennifer Lopez is so hot, by the way. How is she getting hotter every year?
And she's sitting next to that other girl?
Yeah.
Other girl looks rough, though, I got to be honest.
She does.
She is not. She's been around the block.
And a few times.
Yeah. So we have some highlights of that today. Highlights, lowlights, what would you call it, Bean?
Highlights. A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Okay. Apparently we're doing the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. Very excited about that.
Excellent.
That's good times. We're going to talk to Travis Pastrana, who is either a genius or crazy or a little of both. You never know.
Yeah.
It's, most of you know who he is, but he used to ride motocross, and then he used to do tricks, and then he started jumping cars and racing cars, and he jumped.
He needs a thrill, man.
He jumped it over over the ocean, you know, on New Year's Eve, and then he was jumping out of airplanes without parachutes. I don't know what's happening with this guy.
Remember when he did that slingshot around the moon? That was just weird that he survived that.
I don't think that happened with him, but
I think I would have heard.
Apparently he is going to he's going to start driving NASCAR now.
Sure, why not? Because that's easy.
It does make sense, though, in the he's a competitor and he likes to race.
Right
I
mean, that makes sense.
Sure.
But I don't know. I don't think he understands in NASCAR you can't just bump people out of the way. Right. I mean, that's part of the rules, is that you have to kind of, you have to play by the rules and not bump people.
Yeah.
He's just going to be ramming people off the road. I can't wait. Doto is on the program today.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's all I care about. Go Doto. Girls that girls would go gay for. So you're not a lesbian.
Okay.
But there are girls that are hot enough that you would say, you know what? I might have to try that.
Sure.
So we're going to take your calls on that topic today.
And I think there's a lot more girls that girls would go gay for than there are guys that guys would go gay for.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, like by, you know, 99 to 1.
Oh, no question.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Because there's a little bit of gay in every girl, right?
Yes. Not every girl, but there's certainly a continuum.
Every girl is two drinks away from making out with another girl. We all know that.
Whether it's for fun or if it's just to impress guys or get attention or whatever reason. It's good. We're not saying that's bad. Don't get us wrong.
Okay.
That's the way it should be. And there's a misprint here about President Who, so I'll have to figure that out, and we'll get back to you.
Who's on the schedule? Who are we talking to? Who's in Washington with President Obama?
See, people? That's the comedy right there.
We're interviewing who?
Bean just burned the whole thing right there. And if you missed Steve-O yesterday, we got some highlights for you coming up as well.
Yeah.
We will take a break, and we will come. Can I hear your Steve-O again, please?
No, you can't.
We'll take a break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. That is next.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. If you have been in a coma or living in a cave and missed the announcement this week that Coachella 2011 details are out, they are. Go to KevinandBean.com. You can see the complete lineup. Kings of Leon, Arcade Fire, Kanye West, The Strokes, and so much more. Tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 o'clock to the general public for all 3 days. Again, KevinandBean.com for all things Coachella. Hey, Ralph Garman. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show, man. How are you? What did you think of The Idol last night, Ralphie?
Great.
You loved it?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
I'll tell you, Jennifer Lopez, you can't help but fall in love with her. I mean, she's always been hot.
Right.
But when you get to know her, when you see her as a person, she just gets more and more and more attractive.
I agree.
There are a lot of hot chicks that get annoying once they open their mouths and talk. And
she's
not
adorable.
One of them.
Wow. She's so sweet and kind and funny, and she really was the standout on last night's show. And Steven Tyler, too. Very funny. He asked one guy, did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid? And it was one of the funniest comments I've heard from a judge in a long time. I really enjoyed the show last night, so I think I might be in again. Just because it'll be good television again.
I did not know what to expect from these two new judges. They both seemed like odd choices, even though they're in the music industry. But I'll tell you what they had that you could tell from the first 5 minutes. They actually had chemistry. The judges all seemed to really enjoy being together and had a great time together. And there wasn't any of that awkwardness that you got with Kara and or Ellen.
Yeah. And it's hard to believe because these people are much bigger stars than the people they're replacing. But they're much more down to earth and more engaged with these kids than the other people were.
That is the opposite of what you would think.
They don't come off as superior or I'm better than you. They really seem invested in these kids' auditions and their dreams and respectful of what they're trying to do. I was impressed at how they didn't come off like, well, we're stars and you're nobody and you're lucky to be here. They all seemed very interested in what these kids had to say and what they were doing. So I was surprised by that. But I thought it was good TV.
Maybe a good choice.
Yeah, and very little Ryan Seacrest last night, too.
Oh, really?
Which is, you know, that's just gravy on top of it.
But not enough Dunkelman, I thought.
Wow.
What?
Put it in the file.
Brian Dunkelman left after the first season of American Idol 9 years ago.
9 years ago.
Yeah, Bean's dusting off the Dunkelman jokes is what he's doing. It's going to be a good day, I think.
I just get a sense
from listening to Bean early that we're in for a good, good day. It's going to be fun. A little news happened yesterday after the show that I was very intrigued by. It happened a little late, so we couldn't chance to talk about it. But here is the news about the new Batman movie. Looks like casting is now complete. And Anne Hathaway will be taking on the role of Catwoman in the new Batman film, The Dark Knight Rises. And, of course, we also know that Tom Hardy had been cast as one of the villains as well, who worked with Christopher Nolan in Inception. And now they've announced that his character will be Batman's nemesis, Bane. The reason Psycho Mike is screaming is because Bane was a major character from the comic books. He was the first villain, really, who took Batman out. He broke his back, grabbed Batman over his head, and just snapped his spine on his knee and just left him paralyzed.
So he's a badass.
He is a guy who, he's a muscular bodybuilder type guy who pipes a chemical known as venom, which is basically a super steroid, into his cerebral cortex.
Fantastic.
He's your hero, Mike.
And just blows up and gets huge and massive whenever he hits this pump and this drug is pumped into his body.
Love it.
It's basically Psycho Mike on super steroids is what it is.
He has nonstop, like a pack of roids all times. Whenever
like
he wants to get swoller.
The swallower word?
The character has been in the movies before. If you remember the movie, I guess it was Batman and Robin with George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember that. I watched that from my memory.
You're lucky. I still live with the horror every day. But Poison Ivy, played by Uma Thurman, had a henchman called Bane, and that was the same character. Had like a Lucha Libre type mask on. He had these tubes with this fluorescent green fluid pumping into them. That was the character Bane, and everyone who knows the comic books was sort of PO'd because he was a major character in the books. He was sort of just a window dressing in that film.
Kind of a throwaway.
Looks like he's going to get his just desserts in this film. So,
all right.
There you go. Here's your Batman news.
When does that come out? Next week?
That'll probably be 2012, I'm guessing.
2012.
Kevin, yes. Okay. More movie news. Will Smith is talking about doing a remake of the movie musical version of Annie, starring, of course, his daughter Willow.
Oh, man.
Who will whip her hair as an orphan.
Oh, stop.
It's a hard knock life when you whip your hair, one of the singles from the show.
Come on,
yeah, he is going to buy another movie for his kids. So we'll get to see Willow starring as little orphan Annie in the musical Annie.
Well, I won't be seeing it.
How much has he had to do with the movies that his little son Jaden has been in, Ralph?
All of them.
Because
he cast him first. He was the first time that anyone had cast him. He put him in his own movies, and then he developed Karate Kid for him, of course, famously.
He has picked well. He's done well with Jaden. He seems to have the golden touch, is what I'm saying, when it comes to movies. I mean, they've all been apparently pretty good movies.
Well, if you take great movies and remake them, yes, people will show up. If you take The Karate Kid, you know, you're going to get it.
Right.
Was Whip My Hair Back and Forth a hit?
Huge hit.
Oh
yeah. Top 10 record.
Oh, top 10. Oh.
Kevin, you understand she whipped her hair back.
Right.
But then forth as well.
I don't understand.
She's multi-talented. She can whip her hair back and forth.
Wow.
She's not just a backer or a forther. More movie news. They're remaking Judge Dredd, which, if you ever saw the original with Sylvester Stallone, you know it was a great premise that was poorly executed.
Yeah. It was terrible.
So, looks like we're getting a new Dredd, Carl Urban, who starred as Bones McCoy in the Star Trek reboot. He's also been in other films. He's a tough Australian dude. Will come on as Judge Dredd. And Lena Headey from the Sarah Connor Chronicles will be cast as the main villain in this piece. So we got that going for us. A lot of good movie news coming out today. John Mellencamp seems officially ready to make the downward spiral from his smoking hot supermodel wife to Meg Ryan.
Oh.
He has officially filed for divorce in his home state of Indiana, so it looks like that marriage is officially over. And baby news, Kelly Preston and John Travolta finally talking about the birth of their new child, Benjamin. She was talking on the Today Show about the birth, and apparently they went with the silent birth. They went with the Scientology silent
birth.
Really? Yeah.
Shh. No one. Which I think makes a lot of sense, by the way.
Shh, baby coming out. Be quiet.
Why does it make sense?
Well, just because I think it's got to be a shock for the kid who's had this one environment the entire time he's been aware.
Right.
And then to come into a room that is loud and bright, I think would be fairly jarring. I think you'd ease into the world a little more easily, I think, if it were quiet and darker.
So a child will be calm and peaceful for the rest of their life because there was no lights on and there was no noise when they were born.
If that was the case, that would be awesome.
It would be, yeah.
Look, the Scientologists are crazy, don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, when I've heard this explained to me, it does make sense to me because it seems like it'd be a little less jarring. That's all I'm saying.
But there's one thing to have soft lights and music playing during a birth. There's another one to insist on total silence from everyone during the birth.
Does the mom get drugs?
Let me tell you something. This is what the womb sounds like to an infant for 9 months, okay? It's like having a vacuum cleaner turning on and off in your ear for 9 months. So it's not exactly a silent environment in the womb when a child is
being
raised.
They come out and they go, where's all the noise?
Hey, where's that vac? Where's that? Can someone put a hair dryer next to my head so I feel at home, please? So,
We're all guessing. Yes, we're all guessing what the infant is going through. But I think it's a reasonable guess that that might be a little easier for the kid. That's all. I don't think it's possible. Super crazy is all I'm saying.
It's not going to hurt them.
No, it's not going to hurt them. But to demand silence from everyone during the course of a birth is putting a lot of extra pressure, I think, on the people who are trying to deliver your baby.
Shut up, doctor.
Hey. No, but there's something. Nurse, can we get a nurse here? Oh! Too late. And David Duchovny was on the show recently for Californication.
Mm-hmm.
That show's so good.
It is very good. And I did not know that he is using modern technology to become a better actor. This was fascinating to me. There is there's an app for the iPad called iRehearse, which helps you run your lines.
Really?
As an actor. So he doesn't need anyone to run lines with him anymore. He records them on an MP3 and uses this app, and he's able to talk to himself and rehearse his lines while he's prepping to go to
on
the
set. You think that would help me with this job?
Nope. I don't think they've worked on an app. There's no app for that.
Okay.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Big list today. Big list of birthdays. Rob Borden of Linkin Park is 32 years old today. I think he was the rapist in Lincoln Park, right?
I don't believe there was a rapist
up in Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park's a housing community. It's not.
No, it's a band, Kevin. I've heard them play music. You don't need to be making stuff up. Skeet Ulrich is 41 years old today. I think Dave the King of Mexico makes up my birthday list every morning. I'm assuming Skeet Ulrich is on the list because of Nuts. What was that show? Right. What was that show that Dave loved? That was
Jericho.
Jericho. Yeah, yeah, here's the star of Jericho. Oh, it's so good, Jericho, with the bombs and people and like not being with other people. Oh,
yeah. He has unique taste, and he does reflect that in your birthday list.
Rainn Wilson's 45 years old today. Great news. Ricky Gervais is going to be guest starring on the American version of The Office.
That's cool.
That's fantastic.
Apparently, he will play a character named David Brent, who stops by the office of Dunder Mifflin and have a conversation, a meeting with Michael Scott.
That's fantastic.
We'll get to see the lead from the both American and British versions of The Office in the room at the same time. I'm assuming they've always thought about this, but they've saved it since Steve Carell is going to be leaving the show this season, that they've saved the
best. Is it the finale, or is it just part of the...
Apparently, Steve's leaving the show before the end of the season.
Oh.
He's leaving the show early.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So this season, they will be dealing with finding a replacement for him on the show. So I'm guessing, I think this episode airs sometime in January. I think we'll see the two of those guys together.
Fantastic.
Yeah. James Denton from Desperate Housewives is 48 years old today. We've had him on the show. He's a very nice guy. Greg Kay, bassist of The Offspring, is 46. Lorenzo Lamas celebrates his 53rd birthday today.
Take it easy with Lorenzo, love.
TV host Bill Maher is 55. Paul Stanley of the band Kiss celebrates his 59th birthday. Gene, do you have any words, celebration for your buddy who's in your band?
I would like to give him some advice, but it would cost you some money.
Yeah, it would.
When he's blowing out his candles, I hope all his birthday wishes come true.
I Lisa do, May, too.
Speaking of blowing things.
Okay, Gene.
Thank you, Gene.
Director David Lynch is 65 years old today. Happy birthday to me, David Lynch. I'm 65. Have a good day.
I got to go to his site and find out what the weather is today.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, director David Lynch, who's not directing movies anymore, apparently he's just sitting at home recording the weather daily on his website. So when you go there, you get the weather from David Lynch.
And he's been doing it for like 2 years.
Years, yes. Every day, if you go to his website, there's a brand new video recording of him telling you what the weather's going to be like in Los Angeles.
He's a weird, weird guy, but
he is
unique.
So spectacular.
Yeah.
65, and astronaut Buzz Aldrin celebrates his 81st birthday today. Astronaut and pervert Buzz Aldrin, 81 years old today.
Hi, I'm Buzz. Yeah.
When he was on Dance with the Stars and he met that girl he was going to be dancing with, it's the creepiest thing ever.
That was pretty creepy.
His bad facelift and he's like all creepy and all. I think he had an erection, I'm pretty sure, in his pants when she walked in. It was something creepy going on.
Hi, I'm Buzz. Yeah. Ooh,
what's
nice
your name?
We have liftoff.
I'm done.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, party people. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Last night was the much-awaited and much-hyped return of American Idol with the new format, new theme, new set, new judges, same crappy singers. But it was back for season 10 last night. Lisa, did you tune in at all? I know Kevin didn't.
I recorded it. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
I watched about 5 minutes of it because it was on in the other room when my kids were watching it.
Right. One of the things that is a holdover from previous American Idol seasons that really does drive me crazy. I mean, Ryan Seacrest is terrible, but the hype factor on American Idol. I mean, everything is the greatest thing in the history of the world ever.
Yeah.
And that's my thing.
You do that.
That's what I'm about. But listen to how the show began last night.
It's the dawn of our 10th season.
First of all, when I hear this music, I want to say it's not the Super Bowl.
Right.
Okay? It's still just karaoke.
And we begin our epic search as we usher in a new era of American Idol.
Any idea what they were saying there, by the way? They have a lot of people screaming in the crowd. I can never tell what they're saying.
Biggest season ever or something like that?
Whatever it is, whatever they scream, they all have to end it. I don't know why. I don't know how this is the rule or how this got started, but you have to always end every crowd chant with, woo!
Oh, shit.
...125,000 people came to us with one dream. The dream of changing their life by earning the most illustrious prize in music.
Okay, now, isn't the most illustrious prize in music the album of the year Grammy?
Yeah, yes. It would be a Grammy. Yeah.
And I know the goal is to change your life forever, but let's be honest. What's Lee DeWise, the season 9 American Idol winner, doing now? Is he back to waiting tables?
Really? Somebody that won last year was named Lee DeWise?
That was the winner. He won, and Crystal Bowersox was the follow-up. Have you heard peep no. one out of either of them since the show ended last year?
There have only been like two or three American Idols that actually make it, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Jennifer Hudson, certainly, Daughtry. I mean, those are probably the big four. And there have been others who have, you know, Clay Aiken for a while. I mean, there have been others who have had some varied level of success. But let's face it, just because you win American Idol doesn't really mean anything anymore. Right. Because a lot of them are forgettable now, that's for sure. Well, you tune in for a show like this, especially in the early going. And I know this is the only part of the show Kevin likes because you want to hear some bad, bad singers. Yep. They sure had those last night.
If I can love myself enough to know when it's time to let go. Throwing caution to the winds, or I'm free to wish I could lay walking close to thee. Let it be.
Okay, I think she might have been singing Let It Be there. I couldn't exactly tell. And by the way, speaking of not being able to tell what song they're singing, this is one of my favorite things in the early going is when you get somebody up there who's so bad you can't even tell what the song is. So this is going to be the first of two we'll have for you today on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's a top five hit that we all know.
All right.
First person to weigh in to guess what song is this contestant, the beautiful Achille, what song is she trying to sing?
All your suits are custom made in London.
Any guesses so far?
Whip my hair.
Nope.
But I got something that you will very like.
A huge hit that you know.
No,
and yet is Lisa, you got something?
No.
No, everybody's puzzled.
Mike, you're pretty good at playing games like this. What do you think?
This is tough.
I'm gonna dress you up in my love. All over.
Is this a Madonna song?
I'm gonna dress you up in my love, in my love.
I'm very sad to report she did not get put through to the next round, so she would not be joining us in Hollywood.
Oh, what they should do is they should add a blow dart.
Yeah. Shouldn't they? Take them down.
Like every once in a while, when somebody like that comes along, just put them down.
So this is also the time in the competition where you get a chance to meet the competitors who do get put through to Hollywood that you're going to fall in love with and root for, and you get invested early, and that's why you stick with the show. And one of the backgrounds on the contestant was 18-year-old Chris, who is a Boy Scout. And I don't know, at 18 and in college, I don't mean to come down on the Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout, but 18 and in college doesn't seem like the best time to be a Boy Scout.
He's an Eagle Scout, I bet.
It seems like you're begging to be beat up, right? But let's see what Chris is all about.
I'm a Boy Scout, and I've been involved with the Boy Scouts since I was actually 10 years old. I should become an Eagle Scout, I guess, in a few months, but it's still pending at the moment.
Uh-huh.
My Eagle project, which I'll give a nice little plug here, it's actually Don't Text and Drive. I made a public awareness campaign in my hometown about not texting while driving.
How beat up is that kid going to get, by the way?
Shouldn't he be an instructor by now? I mean, shouldn't he be tutoring the younger? That's crazy.
His pending Eagle
An
Scout.
Eagle Scout I know. Is what, like 15 years old?
That's what I thought, too. But he's 18 and in college and wants to be. That's the biggest thing in his life is being an Eagle.
Nope. Sorry. Move on.
So let's see what he's all about when he gets in front of the judges.
You think you can be the next American Idol?
Yeah, I definitely think so.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
There is no doubt.
You're
talking about doubt?
Say no more. Say no more. What are you going to sing?
My Way by Frank Sinatra.
All right. You come in there and you're an Eagle Scout and you got that kind of confidence. I mean, this is obviously he's a talent to be reckoned with, right? I mean, clearly he can't lie. He's a Boy Scout, right?
And you pick one of the great singers of all time.
Right.
Yeah. You're trying to do Frank Sinatra. So this is going to blow you away.
And now... The end is near.
Yes, it is.
And so I face that final curtain.
All right, maybe there's a tidy bit of doubt that he's going to get through. Here's a young lady named Victoria, very pretty, 16-year-old, has wanted to be on American Idol her whole life. May not understand, may not have picked up on a subtle thing about the show that she doesn't get yet.
What are you going to do today for us?
Today I'm going to audition, do my best, give my all, and hopefully everything will work out.
You seem so nice.
I got to hug and touch Ryan Seacrest, and I think you like me.
I got news for you, Victoria.
Oh, wow. What a disappointment that's going to be.
I have bad, bad news for you. Ryan didn't, quote unquote, like you. One more Psycho Mike. You'll appreciate little Jimmy. He's singing a song you know and love, Hey There, Delilah.
Yeah. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Okay. It's what you do to me.
That was funny.
That's the best ending I've ever heard on a contestant.
I like that version better.
We have much more highlights from season 10. I haven't seen the overnight ratings yet come in. I'm sure they're going to be huge, right? Because everybody's going to want to see what Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler were all about.
Yeah, I would think first show is always the let's check it out and see if we like it or if we want to continue watching it or whatever. Yeah,
and I will say that they both impressed me in different ways. And I think that they probably made some good choices in that judging department. A lot of people said, hey, is this show even going to survive with Simon being gone? That part was fine. Still not blown away with the talent, but we'll see what transpires across the season, and we'll have more for you later here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Girls that girls would go gay for. By the way, I know we only have that scheduled for two segments, but that may be the whole rest of the show. Once we get that going in about 20 minutes. We may never want to get off of that topic. Plus, our friend Travis Pastrana joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show later on. Kevin, who's in Washington right now?
Yes, Bean.
What? I'm just asking.
Who?
Have you been watching the news? I didn't know if
I don't
you knew.
Watch the
he
news
doesn't
much.
Watch
no.
the news.
I didn't
so
know if
know.
You knew
I don't
who
know.
Was in Washington.
I don't
That's
know
all
who's
I'm
in
asking.
Washington, no.
Well, President Hu from China is in Washington visiting our President Obama. They had a big state dinner at the White House last night. You know, I was thinking about this. You got to be nice to the Chinese. Because, you know, you're the landlord in their, I mean, you're the tenant in their house. They're essentially, they own America.
They do, yeah.
So I mean, we can, you know, scream and kick our legs all we want, but basically they could squash us economically if they decided to.
Do we kick our legs? Is that what
so
we do?
Very delicate talks going on, and we, I gotta say, producer Alex really came through this time because she has the president of China, President Hu, on the phone with us right now. Hu Jintao joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Mr. President.
Hey, round nine!
Wait, how are you, sir?
Wait, who's the president of China?
I sure am. Why not? I deserve it.
That's right, you sure do. So, how are you enjoying your visit to the United States this time, sir?
It's okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, it's not great. Everybody keeps saying I let the dogs out. Makes me angry. I don't even know what they talk about. I never even got near that dog.
Well, that's unfortunate.
They sure look delicious, though.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's unfortunate. I'm sorry that they're doing that to you.
Any more questions?
What are you done? Yeah, you're here for 3 days,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. I'm here for 3 days talking about trade issues and energy. And all kinds of important things with your President Obama.
Uh-huh.
Right. And some of the things are very delicate. And people, you know, people are trying to have conversations with you, like about human rights violations back in your country. I mean, what do you say about that?
Well, I've been talking today about one of the president's advisors, James Horton. He has been listening to me, and I really appreciate it because Horton hears a who.
All right. So that's human rights. What about some of the issues like software piracy? I mean, China, apparently 95% of everything that's made in America is somehow pirated and sold in China, and that's really costing us a lot of money.
Not that kind of pirate.
Although I'm surprised to hear you doing a pirate impression, Mr. President.
It's like movies and TV shows and stuff like that.
Software, that sort of thing.
Software.
Yeah, we just, look, we own your ass.
You do.
If we ever pull our debt and we tell you pay up, you're done.
Yeah, we are done. You're right.
We just take what we want from you, so shut up.
Okay.
All right. Shut up.
Now, you had a dinner last night, is that correct?
I did.
Who was at the dinner?
I sure was, because I was hungry.
Right, but I mean, what participants were at the dinner?
Oh, there was me.
Uh-huh.
There was President Obama.
Okay.
Right.
There was Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, the first lady, right?
Yeah, that's what I said, Michelle.
Michelle, right.
Michelle makes toys.
Who?
Oh, never mind.
No, you're who?
That's all right. I
am. Secretary of State Clinton, of course, was there. Vice President Joe Biden was there.
Yeah. I want to become they talk about giving me honorary doctorate.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I mean, Doctor Who.
Very popular. Very popular.
Yeah.
Are you going to have time to do anything fun or see anything in our great country while you were here, or are you too overscheduled for that?
I'm very busy, and plus, I don't like you so much. You round eyes.
You don't like us.
Any of us?
You smell like mayonnaise.
What?
I've heard that.
I've heard that.
So I just call here, do some politicking, and then get the hell out, go back to my home country of China.
I see. Okay.
Right. Picking up any souvenirs for the kids back home or anything like that, or no?
Yeah, I think I take like IBM or something.
No, souvenir. Well, souvenir is like a snow globe, something like that.
No, I think a company.
A company.
Well, yeah, no, I'm going to pick one. Or maybe I just take like that, what's that big penis statue you have in Washington?
The Washington Monument?
Yeah, I take that home, I think.
Well, you can't just steal stuff from us
it's
while you're over.
It's not stealing. We own your asses.
That's true. It's not a penis either, if that matters.
It isn't.
No.
Then I'm not interested.
Okay.
I thought it was a cool penis.
Right, no.
Well, President Hu, it's great to have you here.
Yes,
we hope you have a good...
is.
And we always enjoy talking to you.
You had a music.
We did run out of music, didn't we? Sorry. I didn't even notice that.
We even took your music. We own everything.
You do own
you
it
sure
all.
Do.
Don't put it back on now. The bit's over.
Okay.
Hey.
Sure. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:52.
Smashing Pumpkins on the way. Also, Florence and the Machine, Rise Against Phoenix. All next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, Ralph joins us for the Show Biz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on?
A lot of big music news today. Panic at the Disco has announced they will release a new album on March 29th. Vices and Virtues is their follow-up to 2008's Pretty. So, looking forward to that. The band, by the way, is down to just singer Brendan Urie and drummer Spencer Smith. Since the other two guys quit in 2009. So, Brendan and Spence will do some theater dates in New York and Europe next month. Should be interesting. A guy banging on drums, another guy singing. I'm assuming they might find some other musicians
pretty
to play
soon
with
it's
them.
Just going to be Panic.
Yeah.
I always think about that when there's a lot of lineup changes. At what point is it no longer the band you like anymore? I mean, who's indispensable? I mean, like Paramore, for instance. You know, the two guys that left, the brothers, pretty major part of that band.
Yeah, but...
But they still go on as
Paramore without the singer.
The singer,
as long as you have the singer, you say you can still call it that.
The
band.
Singer and the songwriter, I would guess. You know,
because to me, Axl Rose and a bunch of hired musicians was never Guns N' Roses. I don't think you can have Guns N' Roses without Slash,
right.
For instance.
Right.
Well, then write up the rules and let us know how it works, man. I don't know. You're answering your own questions. I don't know what the rules are. I'm just saying, usually, if the lead singer is still singing,
I agree.
It sounds like the band that you like. If the songs are good, you can find a lot of musicians who can play those parts, but it's hard to replace the energy of the person who is the front man or personality of the
band. If the lead singer writes the songs, then it's Cake. Then you're
then
it doesn't
he can
matter
do anything he wants.
Yeah.
Then
wait, what's going on with Cake? Did they lose somebody?
Oh, for God's
sake. The Strokes have picked a title for their new album. It's called Dick Clark.
Yeah.
That's rude. No, RollingStone.com says it's called Angles.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
And we'll be out on March the 22nd, the first single of the track called Under Cover of Darkness, which they say you'll be hearing soon. So new Strokes music coming soon. Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell is going out on a solo acoustic tour. He did a couple of unplugged shows here in Los Angeles back in December of 2009, and he said he really liked the way they turned out, so he is going to grab his guitar and hit the road in April and May around the country. So look for Chris Cornell in a venue near you.
Still an amazing voice.
He does. And this is just for Kevin. Kesha is talking about her new tour.
Oh, dear God.
Her Get Sleazy tour, Kevin.
Uh-oh. Stop it.
Will be, she says, a surprise for even her most hardcore fans. Kesha says she'll be playing a lot of different instruments on stage.
Yeah.
She'll, of course, be dancing, and she promises she'll really be singing, not lip-syncing. This is one artist where people say, please, could you just lip-sync?
We're fine with you lip-syncing.
We've heard you sing live. Could you just move your mouth to the produced tracks? It'd be so much better for everyone
She's
involved.
She's not a good live singer.
No, she is not. The good news is that she will cover her entire venue everywhere she goes with glitter.
Oh, good.
So when you go to sit in your seats, you'll have glitter all over your ass.
That is sleazy.
That's sleazy, man.
She's outrageous.
Sleazy.
She's smoke and mirrors. That's what she is.
I hate glitter, by the way.
You
just
do?
For future reference.
You hate glitter?
In case anyone knows, I hate glitter.
Why?
Because it blows.
Why?
Because it blows. I hate Christmas time.
someone wraps the wrapping paper with the wrapping paper that's got the glitter on it.
Right.
And then you open the present, and then you just got glitter on your hands and your face and your clothes. For like 9 months, you're still finding glitter places.
I think I did that.
Or you open the card up, the card's got glitter all over.
I think that's me.
Glitter everywhere. For the rest of your life, it's in your car, it's in your home, your dog's covered with it. There's glitter everywhere. We don't need glitter.
It is impossible to get rid of.
It's glitter!
Yeah, that's true.
Now, did this come from, no, honey, I didn't go to the strip club.
Yeah,
I do have glitter all over me.
Another place. Another case where you don't need glitter. I don't need to walk out into the parking lot after the strip club and just look down and I look like I'm Rob Pattinson in the sunlight. I don't need it.
How else is Kesha going to show people that she's out of control?
She's sleazy with that glitter.
She is.
I'm just saying we don't need glitter. There's no real use for glitter.
Except it's pretty.
No, it's not. It's not that pretty.
You know what it does? It glitters.
Oh, it does. That is true.
That's pretty cool.
You're part of the problem, not the solution.
She's the one that wrapped all of your gifts. I had wrapping paper that had glitter on it.
Oh, the worst. Should be banned. Should be outlawed. Jake Gyllenhaal. Apparently bounced back pretty quickly after his relationship with Taylor Swift ended. He is currently seeing, according to In Touch Weekly magazine, an actress named Camilla Bell. I don't know if you're familiar with Camilla Bell or not, but...
Damn you, Gyllenhaal!
She is something else.
Where would we know her from?
She was in Jurassic Park, The Lost World, when she was younger. She's been in a ton of movies.
She was the impossibly hot chick in that horrible caveman movie.
10,000 BC?
Yeah, there you go.
That's it. Yeah, she's been in a bunch of films. Now, here's the thing. Apparently, Camilla Bell also hooked up with Joe Jonas after he broke up with Taylor Swift.
Dude.
So this is like her Joker. This is like Taylor Swift's Joker to her Batman. She must just hate this broad because she's way hotter. And all of the men she knows leave her for her.
Yeah. That's not good.
And she never wears glitter, by the way, either. She's good.
She's got that going on.
Glitter's evil. And Anne Hathaway has nabbed one of the hottest roles in Hollywood. She will play Catwoman / Selina Kyle. In the new Batman movie.
She seems like a good cat.
Perfect choice, I think. She's lanky. She looks athletic. She's pretty. She's a great actress. I think Nolan made another good casting decision here.
She'll show them.
Tom Hardy. She'll also show them. Tom Hardy, we've known for a while. He's been involved in the project. Of course, worked with Christopher Nolan in Inception. He will play Bane. Cape Crusader's muscle-bound nemesis. So I think they're going to have to do some CGI or some stunt double work or something with Tom Hardy, because he's a good-looking guy, athletic guy, but he's not all kind of giant swole like Bane is. Bane looks like, Schwarzenegger on steroids. So got some work to do there. Maybe Psycho Mike can step in and play Bane's stunt double.
No, Bane, if they're going to stay with the comic book, he's like ridiculously buff. He's beyond belief.
He's muscle-bound. He's a monster.
He's like beam buff is what you're saying.
Yeah. Right.
I may have to come out of retirement and do it.
Retirement?
You retired?
I don't do bodybuilding or action movies anymore.
Imagine young, swole Bean.
No, I can't, first of all. No, I refuse to.
It's not possible.
Today's celebrity birthday is Rob Borden of Linkin Park is 32 years old today. Rainn Wilson from The Office turns 45. James Denton from Desperate Housewives is 48. Lorenzo Lamas is 53. Bill Maher, who's back now on HBO with his new season of Real Time, he is 55. Paul Stanley of the band Kiss is 59. David Lynch, one of my favorite directors, turns 65 years old today. And astronaut Buzz Aldrin. Buzz.
One of Bean's heroes.
Is 81 years old today.
Bean, you want it here?
Bean said he had the audio.
I do, but I thought you were going to set it up. We're talking about Buzz Aldrin on Dancing with the Stars, meeting his partner.
I'm Ashley Costa.
And I'm Buzz. When I first met Ashley, I thought, this is a really cute babe. This is going to be a real treat.
Yeah, he's a cute babe.
He's a little creepy.
Yeah, time for the moonwalk.
You know why they call me Buzz?
Why don't you enter my lunar module?
Maybe not me, but it sounds filthy when Buzz says it. I'm Ralph Garn. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, tomorrow morning on another all-new Kevin and Bean show for a Friday, Ralph will have the movie beat, of course. LaQuisha reviews tonight's Jersey Shore on MTV. We'll also catch up with the president of the UFC, Dana White, will be on the show, and our friend Petros Papadigas. Petros Papadigas will be in to talk about the NFL games this weekend. So all that tomorrow right here on the Kevin
Bean
Show.
I love Dana White so much because he says things without thinking. Or maybe he does think, but he just has no, you know, all of us say, oh, I should say this. But then you go, no, maybe I better not.
No, he's the Ricky Gervais of sports. He really is.
Yeah. Well, he's the man. I mean, what's anybody going to do to him? He's the freaking president of the UFC. He owns it. He can do whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have a lot of respect for him. And he is brilliant at what he does with his sport and the way he markets and the athletes that he selects. I mean, the guy's terrific, and we always enjoy catching up with him. So that's tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. The voice of the woman who's not Lisa that you just heard is producer Alex, who joins us from the other room. How are you, Alex?
Good morning.
I didn't know you were lesbian. This is awesome news.
See, this was my fear.
You
this
love
break,
kicks.
You knew that was going to happen. This break is sketchy from the start.
You love chicks. That's what I'm taking away from this conversation. That's fantastic news.
I know when it takes King of Mexico 4 weeks to pitch a bit, and then we finally do it, it means we're out. We're not out.
Are you crazy? All right, here's the thing. Girls are hot.
Okay. Yes.
Now,
all right.
Other girls.
News at 11.
Other girls have no problem admitting that and pointing it out and saying, "Wow, she's beautiful," and blah 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 blah.
We actually take joy in that,
right?
Yes,
guys, it's a little bit different. If a guy is hot, you know, most guys that aren't gay don't go, "Hey, that guy's super hot," unless he's over the top.
In which case, you say it with disgust in your voice. Yeah. What an ass.
Yeah, he's so hot.
Yeah. Or jealous. He thinks he's so great.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you're absolutely right, Kevin. We can look at, I don't know, who's a hot guy, Alex? Who's a super hot guy right now?
Pick somebody who's a trick. Hugh Jackman's good.
Okay, Hugh Jackman's perfect.
Hugh Jackman's good, yeah.
Kevin and I can look at Hugh Jackman and go, that's a good-looking dude. I mean, I can see why ladies like him, because he's obviously fit. He obviously is a good-looking man. But we never go that extra step, which is I would go gay for Hugh Jackman because he's so hot I can't control myself. I'm going against my instincts here. And that's what's awesome about chicks, is that chicks will look at somebody super, super hot and they'll go, yeah, I'd hit that.
Yes. Guys don't go, hey, that guy makes my butt hungry. No. But girls are perfectly fine with that. So we were talking. Who were we talking about that you would go gay for, Alex?
Blake Lively is my number one choice.
All right. Well, that's an outstanding choice.
That's a good choice, and I'd like to see that. I'd like to picture that.
If I could have an erection, I would. Something about her just gets me hot. She is gorgeous. Her stupid perfect skin and her happy shiny hair and her legs that go on for days. She just seems like she would be the best time to hang out with.
I only pay for this much carpet, but look at how much I got.
Now, what is it? Was it Gossip Girl that turned you on to her first,
or
something
else? I don't even watch Gossip Girl. I like all the fashion rags, and so I like Vogue, and Vogue has adopted her as their new little mascot, and she's in the magazine every other month, and she looks unreal. She's just like a stupid, perfect little like Greek
statue. Stop saying stupid. Stop saying the word stupid. She's not stupid.
Make you want to go eat some tuna?
Did you see her in The Town?
Yes.
And what'd you think of her there when she was playing a kind of a dirty girl?
Yeah, I think I needed a tetanus shot after watching that movie, watching her in it.
Right, but she was still hot, right?
Yeah, she's
dirty hot.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, we're going to be taking calls from ladies only this time at 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear who your girl crush is and why. So you call us and tell us that here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Again, toll free 1-800-520-1067. Now, here's the question I have for you, Alex. And I know it's all fantasy, but I mean, given the opportunity, and you are in a business where you do rub shoulders and maybe other parts with the peeps, given the opportunity, do you think you'd ever act on that, or is it fantasy only?
I think if Blake Lively actually hit on me and said, hey, you want to do this, I think I would have to.
I think you would
I got a taco right here.
I think you would have to, too. I think that's very important.
So ridiculous that you have to do the follow-through. It's sort of like if Jennifer Aniston or some woman that you guys loved actually hit on you and said, hey, you know, I have a room at the Chateau Marmont. Let's make it happen.
Then you go, hey, I'm powerless.
But that's why you have a list.
But girl crushes are different than guys, you know, thinking about two girls they want to see together. Because my runner-up, my OG girl crush, Blake Lively took over, it was Sarah Silverman. It could not be more different.
Really? Because she's funny and
because
pretty?
Because Sarah has those smarts.
Yeah.
And she's so cute. And then she opens her mouth and it's so dirty. And I just want to kiss her.
Yes, it is.
So you should be bi, right?
No, Bean, that's not the point. The point is that she's heterosexual, but there are women that
she can appreciate.
You just love so much. Like Tina Fey, I want her to rub off on me. I love her.
I want her to rub off on me, too. Oddly enough. We're the same on that one.
All right, good. No,
that is interesting. So when you're sitting around, you're watching the TV with the boy toy, and Blake Lively comes on, and you get all moist.
Right.
Does that bother him? Is he offended, insulted by that, or is he so down with it?
I think he's oddly proud, and we high five. Yeah. It's good. Right,
that's good news.
It's a perfect man for you. I'm the lesbian, queen of the lesbians.
Being. As much what? As you'd like to turn this into that, it's not. But these are girls who are not lesbians.
Right.
That's
right.
The key.
Yeah. But they are for a minute, though, or they are in a moment, or
no.
When it comes to a certain other woman, though. I'm not saying that Alex is would become full-time lesbian. I'm saying, but for that 20 minutes
that
or hour or however long it would take, she would be lesbian. She would go gay for Blake Lively. That's what we're talking about, right?
Correct. Yeah, but not yes. full-time.
Not full-time. Yeah, of course. Yeah. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Ladies, who's your girl crush? Who would you go gay for? Why don't we take Monica? Monica's on line two to get us started on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Monica. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hi. I love Scarlett Johansson.
Me too.
Gorgeous, and I would love to just motorboat her all day.
This is the best phone topic in the history of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah. So you're a heterosexual girl, but you appreciate her so much that you would have to show her.
I would have to. I just don't know other way of expressing my admiration for her.
I would like to see that as well.
Absolutely. I hope that happens for you. I hope you call us back and tell us all about it. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
1-800-520-1067, your calls. Ladies, who would you go gay for next on the Kevin and Bean Show?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 722.
Well, the Bible says if a man should lie down with another man, it is an abomination.
But what about two chicks getting it on?
Oh, it don't say nothing about that.
That's an excellent point. Thank you very much for that. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. We're talking about girls that girls would go gay for. Producer Alex is in our studio. She has just revealed that she's got the Steven Undies for Blake Lively. And you know what? It's interesting because the calls and the emails that we've gotten so far, and we're getting ready to take more at 1-800-520-1067, is it seems to me that girls seem to have the same taste in women that men do.
Yeah, the same.
Like every single person that I'm seeing that people are calling or emailing about, like for instance, this one from Kevin and Bean listener Brittany, I would go gay for Katy Perry. Obviously, I would wreck her. She's boobalicious and looks like she tastes like cotton candy. I mean, that's the exact same thing that I think about Katy Perry, but they seem to have very similar taste to us.
I would wreck
her.
Well,
we're not blind, dude.
Yeah, I think we have a universal idea of what's attractive and what's not.
We all have different types, you know, sure. of hotness, but
right.
I think Olivia Wilde is pretty.
Yeah, pretty damn amazing.
I hope you end up together. Let's take Natalie, line one here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Chicks that chicks would go gay for is the topic. Hi, Natalie. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hi. It would definitely be Salma Hayek.
All right. I can see that. Now, what is it about Salma Hayek?
She has the best breasts in Hollywood. And if you guys remember from Dusk Till Dawn,
yep.
She's just what sexiness means. That's just it.
And not only that,
and that's just it.
She was on, Tina Fey.
Frida?
30 Rock?
Yeah.
Yes.
And so funny on it.
Yeah,
I mean, she seems like a really cool chick, too.
Now, I have to ask you this, Natalie. Great choice, Salma Hayek. Nothing wrong with her. But would you go ahead and take the upgrade and get Sofia Vergara instead?
Oh, no way.
Really?
Why is Sofia?
Really?
Yeah,
because she's a younger, hotter version of Salma Hayek. That's why.
I think Salma would be more fun in bed than
all right.
Sofia.
Okay. All right. Good on you,
Look,
then.
I hope either happened for you. Good luck.
Aaron, line two. Aaron, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. Who would you go gay for?
Natalie Portman, definitely.
Seriously.
She's pretty great.
Good choice.
She's always hot.
She is super hot. She's one of my new favorites, I think. And it took me a long time to come around to how hot she is. But
Natalie's one of those rare packages. When I was watching the Golden Globes, I was thinking, you know what? Yep, I would do it even pregnant. Yep.
Even if
they
said she's hot.
Yeah.
All right. I've always thought she was, you know, she was beautiful, but I really fell in love with her with Garden State. That was the one where I just went,
yes.
She just has, because you want to think that character she played in Garden State is what she's really like in real life, which is just awesome.
Right.
But excellent choice there, by the way.
I fell in love with her on Saturday Night Live.
We're sitting here today with film star Natalie Portman.
Hello.
So, Natalie, what's a day in the life of Natalie Portman like?
I don't sleep, mother off that yak and that Durbin. Doing 120, getting while I'm swerving.
Come on.
Awesome.
That was the best.
Dear Kevin and Bean, Tony writes in, when my wife and I used to watch the show Dark Angel, Jessica Alba would be on screen, and the room would get humid. Well, I know what you're talking about there, Tony. Let's try Gabby. Gabby's on line 8 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Gabby. Thanks for calling in. Who would you go gay for?
J-Lo in a second.
Yeah. She's looking pretty good.
I motorboat her butt any day.
Did you see her on American Idol last night?
No, I have it on recorded, though.
Okay. I'm gonna tell you something here. As a Jennifer Lopez fan, she doesn't even like J-Lo anymore, but as a Jennifer Lopez fan, you're going to love this. She looks hotter now than she's ever looked. You're probably going to explode when you see it.
I probably will. Here's the thing. My husband won't even let me get a free pass because I'd leave him for her.
Your husband what?
Wouldn't give you a free pass?
Really?
He would not give me that free pass.
Well,
I would leave him.
Then
for
you should need.
Well,
to
you
leave
would.
Well, you would exactly.
That should happen.
Jennifer Lopez now has that Twilight vampire skin that's always sparkly.
Yeah,
she's always
true.
Like
yeah.
shiny and that's bronzy. True. Yeah.
Thank you, Gabby.
Crazy hair extensions too, by the way. Although I will say this, and I noticed this even more last night watching them sitting side by side. Steven Tyler and Jennifer Lopez are virtually the same person. His lips are a little fuller. And his face is a little tighter, but other than that, they have the same body and the same hair.
Yeah, if Jennifer Lopez was ugly, then it would be Steven Tyler.
Let's try Gloria, line 7. Hi, Gloria. Girls that girls would go gay for. What do you got for us?
Yeah, hey, I would totally, totally go gay for Adriana Lima. That's tough
to argue with. She's a Victoria's Secret model, for those of you who don't know.
Those eyes and those lips and that tight butt. Oh, my God.
All right, easy.
We had her in the studio, and I'm pretty sure she fell in love with me.
Did everybody else get the same idea?
I wouldn't know. I was getting Whoppers for Petra.
Oh, that's right. We sent Mike out because he loves her too much, and then he got a speeding ticket trying to get back in time.
Let's take a couple more. Let's try Elizabeth. Elizabeth is on line 4. Thank you for calling, Elizabeth. Who would you go gay for?
Hi, guys. I'm going to go with the basic choice of Angelina Jolie.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Always a classic for the would you go gay question.
Yeah. Because you know she'd do it, too.
Oh, no, she
absolutely.
Has.
Yeah. That helps.
All right. Let me ask you this follow-up question, and we should have thought of this earlier. Have you ever had a lesbian experience, Elizabeth?
I have never. I've kissed a girl, but nothing major. Nothing, you know.
If you had the opportunity with Angelina Jolie, you would go for it. You'd be full-on lesbian.
Yeah, and Sandra Bullock. I mean, there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. She has a long list.
God bless you.
You can't forget about Betty White.
Well, obviously, I think Betty White goes without saying.
Easy with Betty White.
All right, let's do one more. We got some great ones, by the way. We're not going to have time for Megan Fox, but of course, right?
I want to do Jasmine, though. I want to talk to Jasmine. Do we have time for that?
Sure. Let's do Jasmine, then we'll close with Deb.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Mila Kunis.
Yeah. I can see it. Yeah. Talk about a transformation.
She's just so hot.
Even though she's got 7 years of Macaulay Culkin on her, you still would be turned on by her?
Don't think about that.
I don't think
about the guy because I won't be doing the guy. I'd be doing her.
Did she's you say like, Max Payne?
Yeah, she comes out in Max Payne.
But what about Black Swan?
Oh, believe me, I saw Black Swan twice.
Yes, okay, good. She can make things happen for women. That's all I'm saying.
Mila Kunis is one of those rare actresses that was able to transition, in my opinion, from being cute on TV to somehow becoming this sex pot.
Yeah.
And that's usually really hard to do, but good on you, Mila.
With Natalie Portman. That was something right there.
Teresa emails, Kevin Bean listener Teresa says, I would lick Lisa May any day. Aww. That's who she would go gay for.
Hey, no.
So we can make that happen. Come on down.
That's right.
All right. Deb, you get the final word. Who's the chick that you would go gay for even though you're not gay?
I can't believe nobody has said my top two favorites, Cameron Diaz or Heidi Klum.
Oh, Heidi's good.
Heidi's good.
Heidi's
they're
good.
They're going to kill you for Cameron.
Cameron Diaz, that's Heidi's brother, right? Come on, really?
Oh, totally.
Cameron gets points for being that fun girl. Like the girl you'd go party with, you'd do drunk karaoke, and then you'd end up making out. Like Cameron seems like she'd be fun.
Absolutely. Oh,
but
so
doesn't she get
fun.
Points taken away for the bad, bad skin in the boy's body?
Oh, no. Are you kidding? The boy body is what does it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
That's her time.
All right.
Those legs that go on forever, that smile that lights up a room. Are you kidding me?
Okay. All right. Well, listen. You're wrong, but we're glad you're called.
Okay.
No,
you are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday. You know, we get a chance to talk to lots of celebrities, lots of people that we admire, really look up to. A lot of people we really enjoy having conversation with us on this program. But no one am I more excited about talking to than Kevin and Bean listener Doto.
Hey, Kevin and Bean is Dow Doe. Doto, Kevin and Bean. I just don't know what the hell to tell you guys, man. I just got back from a damn buffet, and I went to Todai Buffet. You know how much they charged me? About $25, Kevin Bean. Well, I make plenty of money so I can afford any food, but at least I'm pretty good at I'm trying to watch my weight, Kevin Bean. I'm about 220. I'm almost freaking about 220. I really need to get down to 190.
Right.
So at least I just got back from from this buffet, man.
Right. Huh?
So Kevin Bean, I really want to make it in the entertainment industry. So I guess I know what I'm doing.
Right.
I know what the hell I hate to do. So yeah, my stomach, man, it's really killing me. Yeah. Talk to you guys.
I want to live in Doto's head. He is, in fact, the international man of mystery, and we're lucky enough to catch him while he's in America for a few days. Doto, welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Kevin Bean. Happy New Year. It's been a long time, man.
It has been. Happy New Year to you, too. So what's the story here? You are leaving again to head back to Asia?
I'm going for about two, three Chinese New Year, Kevin Bean.
Chinese 2 or 3 weeks, did you say?
Yeah, I'm going like sometime the end of next week, like Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
Now, why are you going for 3 weeks? Is Chinese New Year like our New Year, where it's pretty much just a one day thing?
Well, in Asia, it's about a week. It's about like a week or a week and a half. Week and a half. Okay. Here, it's like a few days. Kevin Bean.
I see.
And what's the difference with their calendar? Why is their Chinese New Year so late in January?
I don't. Last year was February. This year is January, because I think it fluctuated from year to year. Kevin Bean.
I see. And what do you do? Do you have big parties like we have
here? You know what? I have Peking duck, man.
Yeah.
Well.
sweet and sour pork and also lobster.
I think what Bean was asking is, like, what kind of celebrations happen? I don't know that he was asking about the menu yet.
The celebrations, family gets together. Sometimes they go out to eat in restaurants, and they also do, like, Chinese New Year's, like, ceremony.
Do you have family in China?
Mostly Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Hey, Bean,
Hong
Kong. You're welcome to come along, Bean.
Yes.
I would love that. Are you kidding me? I would love to go with you, Doe. What? No, let's make it happen. I would love to do that.
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing? I thought you were seriously inviting me, Doto.
Yeah, do you really want to go, Bean?
Yes, I really want to go.
Let me just throw this out there. Are you paying for it? Because you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Doe, I'm asking you a question. No.
Are you taking me as your guest? And if so, what kind of favors would you be expecting?
Not so sure, Bean.
So you don't really want him to go.
You know what? I just have to think about it and run that by.
Okay.
Go ahead and run that by. All right. I wanted to ask you something else, Doto, because we love having you on the show. And two questions I have for you. One is, why is it you always think it's going to be something bad?
I'm just playing around, Bean.
Well, okay. Hold on. And I hate to interrupt, Doto. It's me, Psycho Mike. But you can't constantly always say, I'm just playing around, when every single time we want to talk to you, every single time, you go through this rigmarole about how you're concerned that we're going to make fun of you or that it's going to be something negative. And then every time we have you on, you say, oh, I'm just kidding. But you can't be just kidding when you continue to do it every single time.
I'm sorry.
But it's never, we don't want you to feel bad, but it's never negative. I mean, every single time we have you on, we have a great time. We like you very much.
I'm just joking, Kevin Bean.
Just joking.
Okay. But I mean, I hope that you also have a good time. And when you hang up, you go,
I'm Bean.
You go, but you realize that we're friends of yours, and we're not bringing you on to make fun or anything. Okay.
Doto, if you know that, what has happened in the past? Either has someone said something to you, or has there been an experience with the Kevin and Bean Show
that has
led you to believe that we're going to make fun of you or pick on you?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And the other half of my question, Doe, is this time when we tried to get a hold of you, we called all of the phone numbers that we had on you, and all of the phone numbers had been changed. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on because, you know, like Kevin, for instance, he's had the same phone numbers for 20 years.
No,
but you seem to have to change your numbers all the time. What's up?
Kevin Bean, this is the same number for years, Kevin Bean.
It is.
Yeah, I'm just being honest with you.
Well, I'm glad you're being honest with us, because it would be a strange thing to lie about.
But didn't Omar tell us yesterday, Mike, that we keep calling the main number that we have for Doto, and some chick keeps answering that has never heard of him?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my sister, Kevin Bean.
Okay, Doto, can I ask a personal question? And it's not offensive or anything, but how come your sister speaks perfect English with zero accent, and you have a very heavy accent, and it seems to be like your third language?
I'm not so sure, Mike.
Okay.
Is your sister named Cheryl?
No.
Tells us her name is Cheryl. She's never heard of you.
Keeps answering your phone.
Because I rarely answer the home phone, Kevin Bean.
Right, but someone named Cheryl does. is what
there's a woman living in your house is what we're trying to tell
no,
you, Doto.
No, just my sister and I being Kevin.
Your sister and you. Okay.
Okay, but hey, your sister's not named Cheryl.
No.
Okay.
Is your sister hot?
She's average.
Average. Okay. All right. Now we're talking about ladies. That gets me to this topic. When Alex put you on hold today, you had some late-breaking news that I want to hear more about, that you need babes. Tell us about that, Doe. What's going on?
Yeah, Kevin Bean, because if I wanted to get some babes, Kevin Bean, have you ever heard of Match.com, Kevin Bean?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, certainly. It's very popular, yeah.
Which one would you recommend in my case?
Out of that one?
Out of all the ones you listed, I think maybe Match.com might be the one to try. Look, there's no shame in internet dating in the 21st century, Doto. That's the most common way that people meet each other now. You should absolutely get on Match.com.
Kevin Bean, I have a concern. I'm not so sure you guys want to hear about this or not.
Yes, we do.
We do.
I've been seeing about four or five Chinese ladies, right, Kevin Bean?
Four or five at the same time?
And one of them was kind of ticked off that I wasn't very persistent, because at the same time I'm seeing other people, and I guess she wants me to be committed to her, Kevin Bean.
Right.
Women
okay.
are like that, first of all. And yeah, second of all, you need to be careful not to let them find out about the other three.
No, I'm not letting them find out, Kevin Bean. I'm just seeing all three of them, maybe two or three of them, maybe at different days, Kevin.
Are these girls professionals? Be honest. Are these girls hookers?
No, one of them is an accountant, and the other two are business owners.
Okay,
owners.
So
do
you're
they
not
own
paying,
a
you're
hooker
not
pay, business.
You're not paying them for sex, is what we're asking.
No.
Okay. Then my follow up question is this: why do you need Match.com if you're already dating three women at the same time?
Good question.
Because, yeah, but which one will be more effective, Kevin Bean?
Which internet dating site?
No. But which one would like what I'm doing it with Match.com? But that which one would be more efficient?
Which one of what?
We don't know.
He's trying to say dating around like he's doing or going on Match.com.
Which one would
lead him to his end goal? And it really depends on, Doto, what you're looking for out of the relationship.
Are you looking for more women at the same time? Like three or four isn't enough, so you're looking for like 10 at the same time?
Well, Kevin, being eventually, I'm going to have to settle with one, you know?
Yeah, eventually, but not right now.
Not right now. But yeah,
no.
Because one of them kind of ticked off the how come this guy is not very persistent. You know, he's not really serious about me.
Right. Her, you need to cut loose.
Have you met these girls, Doto?
You know, I met them in a social networking. I joined some Asian social networking.
Yeah. Have you met them in person?
Yes, I have, Mike.
All of them?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I met them all in person.
Now, the one that's getting upset that you're not persistent enough, have you met her?
Yes, I met her.
Okay. Did you have sex with her?
No.
No.
Okay. Look, you're the international man of mystery, all right? They do what you tell them to do, Doto. You're running things here, okay?
Yes.
Now, okay, I think that's an important thing to remember.
When it comes to internet dating, too, though, I don't think you have to be exclusive. I mean, I think
you
can do Match.com and you can
try all of it, Kevin.
Do all
sure.
of them.
Go to J-Date. Have
which
fun.
One is, which one do you would you say it's almost a guarantee that it's going to work?
Probably J-Date.
Come on, Kevin. What do you mean gay date?
No, I didn't say gay. I didn't say gay. I said J.
J-Date. You need a nice Jewish girl to settle down with. That's what I think.
Yeah, maybe something could be in the back of my head, Kevin.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, listen, Doe, we're out of time. This interview has just flown by, and I regret that we don't have more time to spend with you. But you said you were going to come visit me in Seattle. You haven't done that. Then you invited me to go with you to Hong Kong, and I said I would go, and now you're backing away from that. When are we going to get to spend some quality time together?
Well, I would like to come to Seattle, Bean.
Right.
Well,
okay.
But you're not.
Let me know anytime, all right, Doe?
Yeah, but where am I staying? That's a problem.
At Bean's house. All right, Doe, listen. When you go to China for the new year, please call us and give us the update of what's
going on. Yeah, I will, Kevin.
Honestly, though.
Yeah, well, I will.
Because there's no one that's harder to get on the phone than you.
No, I'll call it. There's no reason why I wouldn't.
Okay, Kevin? Good. So call and let us know how you're celebrating the Chinese New Year.
Real quick before we go, Doe, are you still interested in making it in the entertainment industry?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll have to pursue that another time.
I need to get laid, Kevin Bean.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like you have a lot of trouble with a lady.
You just said you're dating four girls at the same time.
Yeah, close the deal.
Yeah, man, eventually I'm going to have to close the deal, Lisa. Why not, right?
Why not?
Why not, right? Exactly. All right. Call us from Hong Kong, Doe. We've got to go. We love you, man.
Thanks, Kevin Bean.
All right, bye-bye. NASCAR driver Travis Pastrana? Yes, we'll talk to him coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to showbiz news, I have some tickets to give away. Very special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of a film called The Mechanic, starring Jason Statham. Movies in theaters everywhere on January the 28th, but you'll get to see it before anybody else on the 27th if you're one of the lucky callers. First five callers right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. Get through and we'll give you a pair of passes to the advanced screening of The Mechanic, as Jason would say.
Someone has to fix things when they break.
I don't think that's the very close. Thing. Someone's got to fix things, man.
All right.
It's like it's how the mob talks, Kevin. Hey, we got to fix this thing. We got to fix this guy. Boom, 22, back of the head. Hey, Paulie. All right, another day, another cruddy reality show has been announced. This one starring model Jessica White. Oh, finally, the famous Jessica White's getting her own reality show. I've been wanting to know the inside scoop on her life for some time now.
Who
Jessica
she?
White? I have no idea. She's best known, I guess, for having a short relationship with Sean Penn. And getting arrested on assault charges late last year.
Well, this is promising.
Yes. A hot chick who beats people up and bangs movie stars. Her lawyer said to the New York Post that the program's going to feature some of her colorful friends. It'll be like a real-life entourage, he says. No, it won't, sir. It will not.
It won't be.
More, what network is shoveling this at us?
It doesn't say here in this story, but I'm sure it won't be hard to avoid. Nor will Paris Hilton's new reality show.
She has another one?
Yes, Kevin, debuting this spring on the Oxygen Network. This show, according to the network's press release, will focus on the highs and lows of her life as she turns 30. Dirty 30? That's what I say. How she struggles with her relationships.
Not interested.
Oh, Paris, it's such a struggle for you to be a wealthy, wealthy heiress who gets to do whatever you want and not have to work for a living.
Stop whoring around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
Imagine the struggles she has to go through.
And I was noticing that Paris Hilton is starting to fade a little bit
from public consciousness. It's
starting
been kind of
nice.
To fade.
I'm just saying she's kind of been, you know, going away in the last couple of years. You don't see as much about her as you used to.
Candle's been snuffed as far as I'm concerned.
This is bad news that she's coming back on TV with a new show, though, because that means there'll be a lot of press around that.
No, there won't.
You don't think so?
No one will watch and no one will care.
That's probably why she wanted to do it.
I'm sure.
Right. She's desperate for attention. I'm sure, yeah.
Do another sex tape if that's what you want.
No, I think we've been living in a Kardashian world for the past couple of years. She has been non-existent. Except for when she gets busted for having gum in the bottom of her purse. Nobody really talks about her.
Powder
gum's
gum.
Not mine.
It was powder gum. You know all the kids are chewing that, Kevin.
Sure.
Ricky Gervais will be making a very special guest starring appearance on NBC's The Office. Of course, you know Ricky created the series in the UK originally and then brought it across the pond where Steve Carell took over as the boss of Dunder Mifflin. Ricky will be playing the same character he played in the original. David Brent will be stopping by and meeting up with Carell's character Michael Scott. And that'll happen at the very beginning of the January 27th episode. So next week.
Next week.
Next week's episode.
Week from today.
Yeah, we get to see. We get to see those two together, and you know they're fast friends, and I thought that was a very funny moment on the Golden Globes where Ricky went over to hug Steve Carell after he said, "You're killing a cash cow for both of us."
Yep.
And he just stiff-armed him. Carell just stiff-armed him, wouldn't even look at him, wouldn't even acknowledge him. I thought it was awesome.
By the way, speaking of Ricky Gervais, I wanted to mention he is the guest on Piers Morgan's show on CNN tonight. So this will be the first chance. We've seen little statements here and there of his his reaction to the reaction of his Golden Globes performance, but it'll be nice to hear him in an interview setting talking about that, I'm sure, among other things tonight.
He's awesome. That sounded gay, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's fine. It's okay. It's fine. He's somebody I would go gay for.
Another day, another celebrity saves a life, Kevin. This time, Matt Dillon stepping up to the plate.
Thank God he was there.
Matt was at LAX yesterday when a woman collapsed right in front of him. She smacked her head on the concrete.
Ooh. Ooh.
Matt Dillon rushed to her side and administered first aid. It stayed right by her side until paramedics arrived, Kevin. She probably would have died had Matt Dillon not been there.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
Paramedics showed up, took the woman to the hospital. Apparently, she's going to be okay.
Oh, thank God.
Thanks to the laying of hands on by Matt Dillon, who I think faith healed her. I'm not sure. She had a concussion, and he made it go away by touching her.
If Kevin had been standing there when this poor woman collapsed at the airport, not only would he not have helped her, he would have prevented Matt Dillon from getting in there and helping her, wouldn't he?
Yes. He said, "Back off, Dillon.
You're a celebrity. You're not allowed to help people."
And Nicki Minaj in the news. Yeah. She showed up in London this week, and apparently hundreds of fans welcomed her at Heathrow Airport. It was quite the scene. It was a melee. Fans everywhere pouring out just to see Nicki Minaj get off her plane. We haven't seen such stardom since perhaps when the Beatles first landed here in America back in 1964.
How did they know she was on that flight?
Ah, she tweeted that I'm going to be on this flight. I'm arriving in Heathrow. Please come out and see me.
That's pathetic.
How sad is that?
Wow.
Is that the biggest look at me ever? When she actually tweeted from the plane, here I am, I'll be at this gate. And then people showed up.
Hey, everyone, come meet me.
That's tragic to me.
Wow. Diddy's only upset that he didn't think of that first.
And you know, in a year, she'll be the one complaining that she can't go anywhere and she has no private life anymore and fame's a bitch.
That's bullshit.
Ask Paris Hilton what it's like when they stop showing up, Nicki Minaj. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rob Borden of Linkin Park is 32 years old today. Actor Skeet Ulrich is 41. Rainn Wilson, speaking of The Office, he's 45 years old. James Denton from Desperate Housewives fame is 48. Lorenzo Lamas, he was Renegade. Oh, I miss Renegade. That was a show and a half right there, Renegade. Renegade, starring Lorenzo Lamas, he was a former cop who had been framed, and he had to go on the run. So he got on his motorcycle and he just drove around the country helping people.
Being a renegade.
Because he was a renegade.
So he was like a one-man A-team.
He was a one-man A-team. Well, he was very easy to find and very few people asked for his help. Bill Maher from HBO's Real Time With is 55 years old. Paul Stanley of the band Kiss turns 59. David Lynch, a very talented director who now seems to be satisfied with just telling us what the weather is like on his website every day.
And he's never won an Oscar, has he, Ralph?
I
know he's been nominated a bunch of times, but I don't think he's ever won.
Ooh. I think he's too out there for people to.
I was wondering if for Elephant Man, but no, I don't think he did. I think
he was nominated.
John Hurt
nominated for Best Picture and everything, but
award for that film. But
what a shame! So talented,
65 years old. It's not really a shame.
Yeah,
you know, it would have been nice if he won, but it's not like, you know, his career was crushed because he didn't win.
I see a guy like that, one of the most innovative directors of all time. I'd like to see him acknowledged that way.
But his work is wildly uneven. He has very rarely put together like a really solid film. He's got great moments in a lot of different movies, but some of them are kind of hard to get.
They should give a wildly uneven Oscar.
They should. The best moment in a film instead of best film. Just, oh, that one scene. Yes. Here's a smaller Oscar. It's like half the size of the other Oscars.
He should get an Oscar just for making a movie about the guy who drove his lawnmower 400 miles on the side of the road.
Movie. See, they should never get an Oscar for that goddamn
worst
thing.
Worst idea for a movie Oscar.
Richard Farnsworth on a John Deere tractor. F you. Now I don't like David Lynch. I forgot he made that.
Come on.
I was blissfully ignorant of that film until you brought it back up again. Now I hate David Lynch. And Buzz Aldrin, the former astronaut, is 81 years old today. Yeah, former astronaut, current pervert. He is hitting on young women everywhere, going, yeah, I'm Buzz.
I'm Ashley Costa.
And I'm Buzz.
Yeah.
My name
is Buzz. Want to know why they call me Buzz? Because this is battery operated.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Travis Pastrana, Ralph Garman, who admits he has the willingness and stupidity to try anything on a motorcycle. Pastrana flipping out of the gate. Oh! Look at him. He's just showing the crowd. Superman Seagram, Indian Air to nose wheelie. He's revving it up. There it is, a Romeo Air. The first time it's been busted out of competition right here at the X Games.
6'2", beaten up on the competition. Travis Pastrana on the Suzuki 125. The world is watching as Travis Pastrana, everybody in this house, is now standing up and cheering on the 199. Go, Travis!
With your car?
wow, guys. Thanks for the intro.
Travis Pastrana joining us.
I'm flipping the barrel rolling. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you got trouble then. Travis, back on the Kevin and Bean show. Motocross, rally car, nitro circus, monster trucks, now NASCAR. What up?
Man, just, you know, it's had a little ADHD, kind of bouncing back and forth through everything, but been able to kind of get, you know, close to the top, if not the top of most of sports, and, you know, the most competitive sport in the U.S. is NASCAR. So,
NASCAR, you have always, it must have always been in your peripheral vision. I mean, you've certainly been aware of it. I'm sure that you have watched it and admired those guys. But, I mean, that's quite an undertaking to jump into that world. It's a whole other world out there, right?
Oh, completely different. I mean, and honestly, I've always made up all my time by kind of, you know, closing your eyes and throwing Hail Marys. NASCAR is the opposite. It's about not losing time. I mean, that first test we did, and with Walter Racing, I was so pumped. I'm like, man, I'm a half second off track record. They're like, yep, and you're 3/10 off qualifying for this track. What?
Wow.
it's such a fine line.
Do you get the idea that the NASCAR drivers kind of look down on, hey, here's another a-hole that thinks he can, just because he's great at one thing, he can step into our sport and take over? Do you get that kind of snobbery a little bit?
No, they're all super super cool. Most of them into motocross and you know, got to race some race with them at Race of Champions and stuff. But for sure, they're waiting to call me like a baby seal when I get out there on the track.
Sure.
With them.
Do you have a? Is there a anyone in NASCAR that has been mentoring you, that has kind of been helping you out, showing you the ropes, introducing you around, or anything like that? Or are you just going in there cold as a complete outsider?
No, I mean, I've had more guys trying to give me advice. I mean, you have Rick Johnson, who was, you know, was a motocross guy, jumped in there a little bit. You know, Ricky Carmichael's getting in there as well. But, you know, friends like from Red Bull, Brian Vickers has been helping out a lot. And, you know, Jimmy Johnson, they're pretty much just laughing at me. They're like, man, you're jumping in way too high. So, you know, it's like Danica Patrick, heck, you know, she did well. I mean, like, as far as it took second at Indy 500 and then has not really has struggled a lot with NASCAR.
Absolutely, yeah.
And now, she's got a lot more experience going in circles than you do, so good luck. You know, every time you hit a wall, just smile. Every time you take someone out, just trying to get beat up. All right.
Now, how much of your year now is going to be focused on NASCAR? I mean, you're not just going to go in and do a race here or there. I mean, are you committing to as much of the circuit as you can drive?
Yeah, basically, we're going to do a thing later today, on Friday at LA Live, and just kind of freestyle demo with Nate Adams, and then coming out right in front of Staples and announcing the team, and really got my first race next weekend at Irwindale, and that's kind of the base. We still have a lot of stuff, Nitro Circus live tour going on in Australia, and then we're putting on a 3D movie with Nitro Circus as well, and then the X Games, and after that, I'm 100% NASCAR, but this first half of the year, just kind of figuring out how bad I suck and where we have to go to get to the top of that sport.
How much work do you have to do? That's what you need to figure out.
Yeah.
As far as driving NASCAR, right? Okay, so tomorrow is a freestyle motocross show, right? Down at Staples Center?
Yeah, basically we're bringing the NASCAR out, basically announcing all the new sponsors. I mean, of course, DC and Red Bull put it on. Ellis is coming out to host it. You know, Nate Adams, you know, multiple X Games, gold medalist, sure, coming out just to kind of have some fun, do some freestyle demos, and just kind of announce to the world what we're trying to put on and with Walter Racing.
Is your car going to be number 199?
No, I guess, man, we worked on it. Just 99, but we got to go through the water part of it, so we'll see if
that's you can meet Travis Pastrana, by the way, and his rival slash friend Nate Adams again at Staples Center on the Chick Hearn Court. That's going to be in front of LA Live, and that's going to be tomorrow night from 6 until 8 o'clock. Freestyle motocross show and autograph signing if you want to hang around and get your picture taken and get an autograph with Travis. Hey, I wanted to ask you, Travis, you've always been great to the Kevin and Bean Show. You've always come on and whenever we want, and we always appreciate that. You know, 2-3 times a year we talk to Travis. But every time we talk to you, you have since set a world record from the last time we talked to you. And I don't even know what this thing is that you did in September, this new world record that you set, but you have to tell me what, you're in a mountain on New Hampshire? What the hell was that?
Well, you know, I think it all stemmed from back in 2006, right before X Games. I believe it was Kevin called me out and said, if I didn't do the double backflip, then he would never talk to me again.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah. Yeah, but I was just kidding, yeah. Travis. It was a joke.
So what was this? I mean, you raced up a mountain? Is that what you set another world record on?
Technically, it's not really a world record since it's, you know, only on that mountain. But, I mean, yeah, it was a mountain record. They've been doing a race up Mount Washington, you know, since in 1940. And they shut it down back in 1999 because, you know, there's some big cliffs and, you know, insurance reasons.
Seems
like
they
started back up again this year. So they wanted to, you know, Red Bull kind of stood up and said, oh, let's try to break the record. And, it was tough because I only got one run up the hill. It was foggy at the top. It was raining halfway up. I actually almost hit a bear.
What?
Oh, my God. That's not something you usually have to think about in a course.
I'm like, come on.
You almost hit a bear?
You don't expect that to go into work. And how far was it up the mountain, and how fast did you make it?
That's a great question. It was all the way to the top, and I made it about 15 seconds faster than anyone else.
Really?
How about that?
That's because a bear was chasing you, though, man. And that'd help your time.
All right. That's what I said. Every time we talk to the dude, he has set some other record since the last time. It's crazy. But you never thought you'd have to encounter a bear, that's for sure. All right. One more time. NASCAR launch. Meet Travis Pastrana along with his friend Nate Adams. They're going to be at Staples Center, Chick Hearn Court. That's going to be in front of LA Live starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow with a freestyle motocross show and autograph signing. And then I guess we'll just be looking for you, man. Sundays on Fox, we'll be looking for Travis Pastrana, number 99, racing NASCAR. I know you're going to do great at it, but I can't wait to see what happens, dude. We always appreciate talking to you.
Hey, well, thanks a lot, man. Always listening.
Thanks, Travis. We appreciate it.
Got a lot of Kevin and Bean shows still ahead, including the Wheel O' Bad Animal Voices, plus highlights of last night's premiere episode of Season 10 of American Idol. That's coming up. But first, I'm a little bit surprised, Kevin. I know Ralph mentioned that it is astronaut Buzz Aldrin's birthday today. He's 81. And I'm the Buzz Aldrin fan, but
you're the one
so
who
much.
Wants you want to do a tribute
well,
to Buzz.
You,
what's up? You love Buzz so much.
Because he's the freaking man. Because right. He's an American hero. That's why.
So what I thought we would do is we had him on the show, and he was not entirely clear. But I thought we'd play a couple of highlights. In his honor, because it's his
nice.
Birthday. Right.
That's very okay. nice. Now, for folks who don't know the name, Buzz Aldrin was on the Apollo 11 mission to the moon. He was the second human to set foot on the moon after Neil Armstrong.
Second
and,
week.
And I just admire him so much. I read his book last year, Magnificent Desolation. I got a chance to meet him on a plane once. I mean, the guy, I just love the guy. And I guess this is our tribute to him then.
Do people talk to you all the time? Do they recognize you on the plane? And do you sit down hoping that it'll be somebody who doesn't want to talk?
Well, I'm usually busy. I don't mind talking to people.
Okay, so that happened.
What are you doing? Is that something you always think about day to day?
And then, what do you mean? What am I doing? I'm playing highlights of the Buzz Aldrin thing.
But
and
it sounds like you're screwing.
Highlights
you're,
in quotes.
It sounds like you're screwing with the tape, though, for Buzz Aldrin.
I wish I was. So then, Bean asks him about being on the moon, and you know, do you think about it all the time?
Is that something you always think about day to day?
No. Somehow I have to somehow respond to that. Now, at Christmas time, so it was a dress rehearsal. If a guy shoves a Bible toward me and says, Tranquility Base, you're cleared for liftoff, and I said, Roger, Houston, we're number one on the runway. But what we saw was the ladies' room. Urine.
Okay, so...
Okay, what do you...
That doesn't
why would
make
you,
any
why
sense.
Why would you do this?
Don't
to
you
Buzz?
Remember, Lisa? Don't yeah. you know
no,
how weird
I know.
It was?
He was all over the place.
My
he really.
God, we were trying to figure out what on
sad.
Earth is he talking.
Yeah.
I wish we could have talked to him like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
The
really
MTV Video
it.
Music Award, the trophy, is modeled after Buzz Aldrin. He is the moon man.
Hey,
that's how awesome this guy is.
Was. All right, listen, I'm fine. That's why I'm doing the tribute. I'm playing highlights of our
this
interview with
you. This is a tribute, though.
It's highlights. Well, we had Buzz Aldrin on the show, and I thought you would appreciate to revisit it. That's all.
In his honor.
Like that, you look up and you see the moon. Do you think to yourself, I've been there. I've been there.
Well, yeah, it's kind of trite to say that, my wife wants to have full moon parties. I know where north is, and that's kind of up on the map.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying. He didn't... he wasn't in control of all of his faculties.
Well, how old is he?
You're a dick.
He's like 150.
Yeah.
He's 81 today. You're a dick.
He's doing good for 81.
I'm a dick. I'm not the one.
You're a dick.
What are you talking about?
Because you take...
I'm not the one that's unclear, and yes, I am actually the one that butchers the language.
Imagine you at 81.
Right.
We were lucky enough to get the great American hero Buzz Aldrin on
our
show.
And none of us understood a word he said.
And this is how you repay his kindness by screwing up with his tape. Come on.
So then Bean, you know, says goodbye, and he's very, very happy to have talked to Buzz.
Thank you so much for your time and your service to the country, sir.
Well... when you get there, you take off the suit and wring out the diaper or get it.
What?
And somehow we had a bag that collected the urine. You're a female and you want to drive across the country at night. I remember looking up at the moon and saying, well, you know, and when I was on the tower and the other two guys were being put into the stars.
I don't listen. I'm just saying maybe.
Huh. That's kind of sad, isn't it?
Wasn't as sharp as Bean would have thought.
Yeah.
And remember,
asshole.
It's not as sharp as Bean would have remembered, and perhaps not a return visit from Buzz Aldrin. That's
all. Asshole.
I'm just saying.
I'm glad to see Ralph has joined us here in the studio because in the past he has, you know, he's kind of given us the finger for the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices. But the fact that you're here indicates to me that now you're on board.
I'm here to try once
he's
again.
Us two fingers now.
Trying once again to save not only your reputations, what there's left of them, but also the time of the listeners who are probably driving their cars somewhere or headed to school or work.
Ralph, we have a lot of stories that we don't have time to work in.
Yeah.
So we put them on a wheel, we spin them.
It's meaningless because nothing ever comes from it because you don't get any answers to the stories. You don't get any behind-the-scenes information.
B,
you don't.
We get comedy.
It's the same. No, it's so not funny. Oh, it's the same Ralph. Ridiculous, lame-ass bit time after time.
Let me tell you what's on the wheel.
I thought maybe New Year,
yeah, what's
new
on the wheel?
Take.
Because a lot of animal stories have come up already early in 2011. Who do we have to choose from, depending on where it lands?
Well, I hope that it doesn't land on Tasmanian devils with cancer. Because that doesn't sound funny to me at all.
It really doesn't.
Oh, no, it's hilarious.
That's going to be a sad little animal.
The drunk German owl is on the wheel.
That's just
the
dumb.
The Finnish Hitler mocking dog.
No one cares.
Is on the wheel. The ancient ninja birds. Have you seen that?
No.
Their arms are like, I mean, their wings are like.
They're not ninjas.
Yes, they are.
Just,
they're like weapons.
These are the stories. You are saying the story. Just by saying the title of the story,
Heidi,
you're telling the story.
Heidi the cross-eyed possum. You've seen that all
oh,
over
yes.
the place.
We need more exposure for her. Yes.
Prince, the dog that can't take a hint. I don't even know what that one is.
He's a very dense dog, apparently.
The bird, cow, fish party in heaven.
Oh, because all the animals have been dropping dead. I bet that's what
Can't
that's about.
Can't wait for that.
All right.
And from today's show, the bear that Travis Pastrana almost hit. So that's the wheel.
That's on the wheel already?
Yeah. Let's not. That's the wheel of bad animal
voices.
Let's
try to use our combined creativity to come up with something new. Something else. Something different.
Something good.
Something good,
and it's
exactly.
called the wheel of bad animal.
It's time for the wheel of bad animal voices. Where do you think it's gonna land?
Don't know.
It's gonna be pretty bad, but Kevin and me don't care, so we'll do it anyway. It's time for the wheel of bad animal voices.
Spin the
wheel. All right,
very excited.
Let's see what it lands on. Oh, good spin.
Thank you.
Good spin.
Oh, it's the drunk German owl.
Yeah!
Yay!
This is going to be great.
I won't participate.
No, you got to hear this, Ralph. This is going to be good. Hey, come back. Come on.
Woman called 911 in Germany, and she said there was an owl that was sitting alongside the street, and cars were driving by, and it didn't seem, like, close.
Mm-hmm.
Really, like, near misses. It didn't seem to bother it at all. So they thought, well, I wonder if it's injured or what. So they called the police, and the police came out, and the police looked at it, and apparently it had one too many schnapps. Is what they decided.
How does it have schnapps?
There were a couple of empty schnapps bottles next to the road, and apparently the police saw that one of its eyes was, like, sagging closed.
Oh, no.
So they realized that it was a drunk German owl.
How about that?
Just standing there alongside the road,
drink.
not having any idea what's going on or how close to death it was.
Wow.
So they took it into custody for its own protection, and then the plan was to release it once it's sobered up, which I think is very responsible. We asked producer Alex, in the 15 seconds since it landed on this, to line us up somebody, and I believe we have a spokesperson for the police department in Forsheim, Germany, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello there. Why do I feel like this isn't the police department we're talking to?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
This is Kevin and Bean Show calling from America?
Ah, America, yes. Land of many alcohols you have there.
We do.
You have the Jack Daniels.
We do.
Yes, and, we do make that in Tennessee, right.
Yeah, Budweiser.
Budweiser? St. Louis, yeah?
Yes.
Is this the drunk German owl?
Yes, I am the hours from Germany.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh. And you haven't sobered up yet, even though this story came out on Tuesday.
Why would anyone want sobering up?
Oh, well,
it's much
that's
better
good
for having fun with liquor. Yes.
It seems like owls over here don't drink.
Then they don't know what they're missing.
Well, that's possible.
What'd you who? What did you who? What did you who?
What
did you who?
I don't understand what you're saying.
What did you who?
He's being you, Kevin. See,
what?
Because you're the what did you do guy. He's the what did you who guy. So were you drinking alone? Because that seems very sad to me. Or was it some sort of a teenage owl sex party?
Yes, it was teenage owl sex party. Where would that even come from in your head?
Information to even suggest that.
I was looking for some deep background on the story about how you came to be sitting by the side of the road in plastered. I wonder if it was a big event or if you were just lonely and drinking by yourself.
So event you pick is teenage owl sex party?
I don't know what goes on with German owls. I don't know anything about you guys at all.
No, we were watching scat porn.
Oh no!
I said to my owl friends, I have to go to the restroom.
Uh-huh.
And found bottles of schnapps by the side of the road. And I said, "Well, finders keepers."
Right. Right. Sure.
Losers zwingstankers.
As they say in Germany.
As they say in Germany. Yes.
I see. All right. Well, I think it might be a good idea for you to sober up.
Hey, what's the name of the president of China?
No. Who's the name of the president of China?
Yes, so anyways, I am still drunk.
Still drunk.
Right, still drunk.
And that's the thing there. But I'm hoping to get into rehab soon.
Okay.
And, you know, because my daughter caught me eating a mouse burger on the ground, on the floor of my apartment.
Oh,
and
your daughter caught you. That's sad.
Videotaped me, asking me to stop.
Oh, that's
yeah,
sad.
That is actually very sad.
It was very sad.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, Mr.
That's
Allen.
Okay. I'm getting better now, though.
Yes. Uh-oh. I don't like the sound of this.
I'm all right.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. No, come on.
I'm all right.
How are you getting alcohol in prison?
In prison?
You're not in prison anymore?
I was at a teenage owl sex party.
That's a lot to keep track of in this bit.
I'm all right.
Are you okay?
Okay. What did you who?
What did you who indeed?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Okay.
How'd I get tickets for the Coachella?
All right. Thank you, Mr.
106.7 K Rock is KROQ, and it is.
I need a cookie.
It's 8:56.
Last night was our first shot at watching the new judges on American Idol, Jennifer Lopez and her girlfriend Steven Tyler. So they were there, and
because he's got long hair,
and wears more makeup than any woman I know. Anyway. They were behind the judges' desk for the premiere episode of American Idol Season 10. We'll have highlights for you coming up after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's happening?
Yeah, the rock guys look like girls with their long hair and
he
their
does
eyeliner.
An ugly girl. Don't get us wrong. She's not cute.
The ladies love Steven Tyler.
No, boy, they sure do.
Young chippies were coming in everywhere going, "Hi, Steven, hi." And he was like, "Wah!" That's all he does, pretty much.
He was kind of flirting, too, with some of the girls. And he's, you know, 60. He's 60 or whatever, 65, whatever he is. And they're like 17.
And he can still get it. Yeah, and he can still get it.
He's going to sleep with every contestant.
If you're 65 and you can still get 18-year-olds,
right?
Knock yourself out, boss. Because you know what? The rest of us, when you're 45, you can't get 18-year-olds. When you're 35, you can't get 18-year-olds. So live.
It wasn't a tiny bit creepy, though, is what I'm saying.
There's hot 18-year-olds.
All right, but he's 65.
Be a man for once.
Just
once.
Saying.
Just try to man up for a second.
Oh,
Bean.
For God's sakes. Grow one pair once. It's creepy. I don't like pretty girls. I wish he was Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, if he was Buzz Aldrin, I'd never stop watching.
Says the guy who's attracted to all girls under 17, by the way.
Right.
J-Wow.
Oh, bad news for us. Star of the Jersey Shore.
Uh-oh.
Happy today because a judge in Nassau County has prohibited her former boyfriend, Tom Lipolis, from releasing nude photos of J-Wow. Apparently, he took some pictures of her before and after her plastic surgery procedures and was trying to sell them.
She's the sort of hot one, right?
She's the only hot one on that show. She, by comparison, is freaking Adriana Lima on that show compared to the rest of them. He took some photos of her before and after her boob surgery and was trying to sell them. So she took him to court, and there is an injunction now against Tom, so he can't sell any pictures or videos of her until this case is completely settled. So we won't see them anytime soon because apparently Jay Wells' attorney says it could take years before the case is completely settled.
Hmm.
Apparently some of the photos were taken of her when she was all loaded up on anesthesia after the operation.
Those are the ones
I want to see. I want to see the sloppy under anesthesia nude photos of J-Wow. That's what I want.
Not enough of those out there of celebrities.
Yeah, look, how much, she has no shame. The girl took a squat behind a bar and relieved herself.
Right.
On this week's episode.
Why
is she so concerned?
And those anesthesia photos, I'm just thinking, your boobs are not at their best 30 minutes after you've had implants.
Yeah, they're all swollen and bruised.
Yeah.
I sort of have a boner.
Yeah. Oh.
We have to do the call-in topic someday of personal assistants and what they've had to suffer hands of their employers.
But don't most of them have to sign a...
Well, they don't say who it is.
Oh, okay.
Say, if you were a personal assistant, what types of degrading, humiliating things were you made to do by the people who employ you?
What brings that story up?
I bet we would have some interesting responses.
Yeah, no question.
Look at the stuff Kevin's assistant Linus has told us about.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, that's hell, that poor man.
In Touch magazine did a story on celebrity personal assistants. Apparently Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes make all of their potential assistants take a Scientology test before they hire them.
Of course.
Yeah, no surprise there.
Their responsibility, amongst others, is to make sure Katie takes her vitamins and does her Scientology workout. And apparently there are strict orders wherever they are in the house or outside the house. They are never to correct the daughter, Suri.
What?
Never. Not allowed to correct the daughter. Whatever the daughter does is fine by you.
The daughter's like painting the wall or something?
Then you just let mums the word. Just let her do it.
Wow.
Britney Spears' assistants, according to the story, are more like paid friends. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
They play Ouija with her when she asks. Oh. Y'all, I have no friends. You play Ouija board with me? Yeah. They sometimes sleep in her bed with her.
Oh, wow.
According to the story.
All right.
Yeah.
Depends on when.
Kardashian assistants.
Glendale.
Not only must listen to everything the given Kardashian says, but whatever the sisters say and whatever their mom, Kris Jenner, says. They also have to make fast food runs for the girls because the girls claim they can't go out of the house without full hair and makeup, so they're not able to run and get their own food when they're hungry.
And who do you think gets food most? I mean, really?
Yeah, really. Mariah Carey's personal assistant also has to go on junk food runs because Mariah's too embarrassed by her own junk food. She's afraid people think she's fat if she's going into a McDonald's or something.
She is fat.
Well, she's pregnant. She can be fat for a while.
Before.
But apparently, of all the personal assistants, she treats them the best.
Mariah Carey?
Yes, she has given the personal assistants over the years many benefits, such as completely paid for trips to wherever they want to go on vacation.
Wow.
Luggage sets and diamond necklaces in some cases.
Wow.
Dude. So apparently she's very good to her employees.
Even marriage.
Or she's got something to hide.
I don't understand the even marriage
Nick
joke.
Nick Cannon. He's,
he was a personal assistant and now he's married to her?
Career.
That was his joke.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it back.
Good times.
And put that in the file.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Rob Borden of Linkin Park is 32 years old. Rainn Wilson from The Office turns 45. James Denton from Desperate Housewives is 48. Lorenzo Lamas turns 53. I miss Are You Fat or All That, whatever that show was.
Hot or Not.
Hot or Not, yeah.
A little laser pointer?
Oh, it's good times. Bill Maher, TV host, is 55. Paul Stanley of KISS turns 59 years old today. Director David Lynch is 65. And astronaut Buzz Aldrin celebrates his 81st birthday.
Buzz Aldrin is so gangster.
He is.
I don't mind talking to people.
Yeah.
Is that something you always think about day to day?
No.
Yeah. I think Buzz left the best part of himself up there on the moon.
I wish we could interview the part of him that's on the moon.
Me too. Ralph Garman, I walk the show.
Deny my dear.
deny my dear. Ben wouldn't get through American Idol. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.
I believe Mumford & Sons won American Idol Season 7, if I recall correctly. That's where we were first introduced to them, Kevin. Hey, American Idol is back, ladies and gentlemen. Season 10 last night. Lisa, you didn't watch. I'm so surprised at you. Well, I thought you would be on board.
I taped it. I do plan to watch it. It's just not a show I ever watch in real time because it annoys the hell out of me and I want to fast forward through the crap.
There are a lot of things to dislike. By the way, overnight ratings are out, in case you were wondering. Ratings were down for the first episode, which surprised me a little bit just because of the added heat of new judges. What's it going to be like without Simon? What's Steven Tyler going to do? What's Jennifer Lopez going to do? Ratings were down for the first episode, but it's still the biggest show on television. I mean, it had three times the ratings of the next highest network.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a juggernaut, that's for sure.
So the question is, can they keep it up now that people have seen it?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Now I know this is the time of year, Kevin, the only time of year you're interested because you got plenty of bad singers. Yeah, do meet the people who eventually will go to Hollywood and then go on and maybe even win the thing. But I know you love the bad.
But I'm the only one who won't get rise and fire for you.
And you.
By the way, until he got to that point, I had no idea that he or she, whatever it was singing the Dreamgirls song.
I still didn't understand.
I couldn't even tell.
You're gonna love me. Boy, I was born a rambling man.
Stop him now.
Yeah. And doing the best I can.
Stop. Yeah, exactly. Not as many of those people as in years past, by the way. The people who are just tone deaf or oblivious, as we've seen in previous years.
Well, that's the only good part of the show.
Here's a young man named Mike. He's stepping up to sing the John Fogerty CCR song, Proud Mary.
Left a good job in the city. Oh, working for the man every night and day. Oh, but I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worried about the way that things might have been.
Now, a guy like that, you feel like he's never heard the song before, right? There's no, it's like listening to our man Omar sing. There's no relation to the actual record to what he's singing.
Yeah.
But the reason I wanted to play Mike for you, Kevin, is this is the gold. This is the guy that you look for every year who is convinced that he's going to make it. He don't need no stinking judges. Whatever they say, there's no way they're going to discourage him because he's going to make it in show business.
Randy, all right. Like, I've been singing for years. I mean, I think people would tell me if I sucked.
Really?
Ouch. Ooh.
Tell him what happened. Tell him why the ouch.
Ouch. No, like, ow. Randy said some things that I thought were a little painful. I mean, he pretty much just told me to stop.
Stop.
He's a fighter.
I'm not going to give up. And I'm not going to let anybody tell me I can't do it.
Wow.
Because we've heard how great he is, right?
Well, you know what's funny about that guy in comparison with others is that guy can almost hold a tune.
Yeah.
Like, you could see how he could kid himself into thinking he's a great singer.
Yeah.
Some of them that sounds so terrible. You can't imagine what they must
hear.
What
do they hear in their heads?
I don't know.
That's what I never get.
When people say, no, you're bad, at some point, you really need to listen.
Right, exactly, yeah. And it was interesting last night to see the dynamic. I mentioned earlier today that I was more impressed with Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler than I thought I would be. I had no idea what it was going to be like, and that's the reason a lot of people were tuning in, was to check out the chemistry. The judges really were pretty good last night, and it was also an interesting angle to see how starstruck some of these people, especially these Latina girls. You know, Jennifer Lopez is their whole life. Yeah, I mean, they've been admiring her since they were little kids, and they're really in awe in front of her, and she could not have been any sweeter or could not have been any nicer to these girls and more, you know, really rooting for them, which was kind of nice. Like Ralph said earlier, she wasn't, hey, I'm a superstar and you're lucky that I'm here.
Right.
She was, I love you and I want to do everything I can to help you, which was super nice. And I'm hoping that with Steven Tyler from Aerosmith behind the desk, that there might be a little bit more rock this year, too. There might be some people who are showing up because they love him and his kind of music.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Now, earlier today, I played a little bit of the clip of the young lady from Africa trying to sing Madonna's Dress You Up. That was the debut appearance of, can you guess what song she was singing? Because this is what that sounded like.
All your suits are custom made in London.
I know what you're thinking. There's no way that's Dress You Up by Madonna, but in fact, that's what it turned out to be. So here's part two. This is a top 10 hit from the last, I want to say the last year and a half.
Wow.
Okay,
top 10 last year.
Top 10 hit for the last year and a half. I guarantee it's a song everybody in the room knows. So I want the first person who can identify what our man Yoshi is singing. I want you to buzz on in. All right, all right. If you know what song he's singing, speak up. Here we go.
Britney's song was all. Britney's song was all.
Any hints? Got it yet?
Keep going. No. I read a song was on, so I put my hands out to play my song, the butterflies right away.
You got it, Mike?
Yeah, that's Miley Cyrus, Party USA or whatever.
I'm nodding my head like yeah, I'm moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands out to play my song, I know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah, it's a party in the USA.
He came on and said that he was a Michael Jackson impersonator. He'd been impersonating Michael Jackson since he was in the womb, but
what?
I don't want to sing a Michael Jackson song for you, is what he said. And then he ended up singing Party in the USA, although it took me a long time to figure it out.
Why would he pick that song if he was a Michael Jackson impersonator?
That's a really good question.
I don't know.
Wow.
All right, here's one more roundup of some of the new bad singers from Last Night's American Idol.
If I can love myself enough to know when it's time to let go. Throwing caution to the winds, or I'm free to.
Oh, honey.
Wish I could be walking close to thee. Let it be.
Let it be.
That was Let It Be.
I think it was trying to be, yeah. It's going to be a long,
wow,
long season. I don't know if I've got the stuff that is going to be required to hang with it.
I'm
really
glad to hear that. Because you guys used to talk about it every day and it used to drive me crazy.
Yeah.
I think I may be out.
But the bad people rule. Most people rule.
Hey, party people, Thursday on the Kevin and Bean Show, that new Rise Against song, by the way, Help Is On The Way, is from a new album that will be out in March. Boy, those guys are good. I like them so much. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Final look at what the celebrities are up to for a Thursday. What's happening?
Kate Walsh is the hot redhead from Private Practice.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
This may fall under the too much information category, but I'm intrigued by this interview she gave to Us Weekly magazine, where they asked her, they asked a bunch of people, what do you always keep in your purse, you know?
Okay.
And Kate Walsh said she always keeps an extra pair of underwear in her purse.
All right.
And they said, why? And she said, well, you never know.
Oh.
You never know.
She's not talking about sex, is she?
We don't know.
Well, let's
she won't
say. She
say.
Is. Let's say she
it's
is.
It's like, oh, I had a wild night and I left my panties in some guy's back seat, so I need a pair of panties? Or does it mean she's got,
no,
like,
issues,
incontinence issues?
No, let's not say that. We can choose, right? Because we don't know.
You know, once a month, she's out and about, you know?
Too much information is. Man.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
The mind boggles. If you're going to say something like that, come correct.
But I'm saying,
give us the specifics and make it sexy.
If she hasn't designated what she was talking about, then I choose sex.
No, but the possibilities are endless, Kevin. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Your mind wanders. Next thing you know. Next thing you know.
What information is. Man.
She's in that 10% of redheads who are unbelievably hot, right?
She's
right, Ralph?
Very sexy, sexy actress. Hey, guess what? Kristen Stewart's complaining about being famous again.
Yeah. What? Yeah. There's no way to avoid being famous, though.
Oh, it's so hard being Kristen Stewart.
It must be very difficult.
She says it's, movie star life isn't all it's cracked up to be, she says to Vogue magazine.
Jeez.
She says she can't go to the mall.
Oh.
She can't head outside just when she wants to. She can never be just some girl again due to her immense fame.
Yeah, it's got to be tough because she is the most famous person in the world.
I'm sorry, Kristen. I really feel for you. She goes, I'm just a down-to-earth gal who loves golf and watching the Food Network. Yeah, well, you know what? You could do that full time. Just quit.
Stop
quit making movies. And just sit your boring ass down on the couch and watch the Food Network. You ingrateful.
Hey, we're not forcing her to make more Twilight movies. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Jodie Sweetin, we were just talking about her yesterday. She is the former star of Full House, who had a birthday yesterday. She's engaged. He picked up a ring from her partner, Morty Coyle.
Hello.
What's his name?
Morty Coyle is her fiancé's name.
Okay.
Sounds like your accountant, does it?
Not a lot of Morty.
It's Morty. Listen, you got to stop spending. I can't keep the books.
Apparently, she's very much in love, and she's not doing meth anymore, so it's all good. Jake Gyllenhaal's got a new girlfriend, if you believe In Touch Weekly magazine. Apparently, he's gone from Taylor Swift to an actress named Camilla Bell.
Oh, my God!
If you know Camilla Bell, you know that's a move up. Here's the problem for Taylor Swift, though. This girl, Camilla Bell, was also the girl who hooked up with Joe Jonas after he broke up with Taylor Swift. So this is two in a row she's lost to Camilla Bell.
Wow. She just walking around just sweeping up after her?
Only one answer to this problem.
Fight?
Fight.
Yeah.
Cage fight.
I like it.
In pudding. A pudding cage fight. Chocolate. Butterscotch.
Either. Mix.
Either. Yeah, mix it up. Mm-hmm. Michelle Bombshell McGee's back in the news. Apparently she was in the UK. Daily Mail caught her. There's photographs of her holding up a picture of Sandra Bullock and sticking her tongue out at it.
Oh,
she is classy.
She is a class act.
She's really bringing it on.
It's not
she?
Enough that the woman took the woman's husband, but now she's got to hold up a picture of her and stick her tongue out at it for photographers.
I saw that photo.
What a breath.
And it looks like she's licking the picture. Is that possible?
Anything is possible
with, either way, it's
with Bombshell McGee. I'm just glad she didn't draw a Hitler mustache on the picture.
Right,
so I figured it would have been her go-to position, but I guess I was wrong. We're going to start seeing the first ads for Justin Bieber's new 3D biopic after the Super Bowl. Apparently, very special episode of Glee, which airs after the Super Bowl on February 6th, will feature a brand new ad for Justin Bieber's new movie, Never Say Never, which is the 3D story of his life, boys and girls. Mm. Get your tickets now.
Overruled!
But Kevin, he's on a tour bus in 3D.
Bullshit.
There's not enough story there. Yeah. Is there?
No. But
you don't know what he had to overcome, man. He put a video up on YouTube and then Usher gave him a record deal.
That does sound like quite the journey.
It's pretty rough. He did pay his dues.
And if you're going to see Kesha on tour,
nope.
Be prepared to be covered with glitter. Kesha says for her Get Sleazy tour, she's going to cover the entire venue with glitter.
Nope.
So when you go in there, it'll be all glittery. There'll be lots of glitter. By the way, I'm getting a lot of Twitter love for my hatred of glitter, by the way. A lot of people see things my way.
Nope.
I didn't realize, but so many people hate glitter.
Interesting.
Who knew?
It's a whole movement.
It is a movement. I did not realize, but Zachary Levi, who stars as Chuck, is starting a campaign to stamp out all greeting cards with glitter on them. It's all starting to come together, finally.
Who knew you were going to tap into something?
I didn't know I was going to be able to stamp out glitter in my lifetime. It's my new charity. I hope you'll all contribute. We're going to snuff out glitter.
I know Mariah Carey hates it.
Oh. What? I just...
It's fine.
She... Don't clap.
No,
play,
no, you
play
don't get
your
to
own
play
applause.
Applause for yourself.
But she was had a movie...
I'm tired. I'm just going to do birthdays. Buzz Aldrin's 81 years old today. Will he stop? Won't he just ever stop, Buzz
stop
Aldrin?
Living?
Yes. That's not going to happen.
What you mean is he's an American hero, and we thank him for his contribution to the world.
American hero. He took a ride.
Dude.
He took a ride to a rock in the sky.
Lucky.
Yeah, really.
Do you have any idea what's involved in being a NASA astronaut? Those are the best and the brightest people this country has produced.
Anybody named Buzz can't be that bright. That's all I'm saying. That's not a nickname of a smart dude. Hey, Buzz. That's a guy with a pickup and a gun rack. Buzz. He's 81 years old today. David Lynch. Now, there's a genius.
There's a talent.
There's a brain. He's 65 years old today. Every time I've said that today, I've been meaning to go to his website and pull him talking about the weather today, and I keep forgetting to do it. But
it's really old.
If you're interested, go to davidlynch.com. Every morning, he will tell you the temperature and what the weather forecast is for Los Angeles.
If you could have one David Lynch movie for the time capsule, it'd be Blue Velvet, right?
Yeah.
That's the one. I mean, talk about genius.
Wow.
Do you have another a guess, or are you just
no? I'm just saying. There's so many of them that I really really love.
Mulholland Drive.
Hey, Mulholland Drive. Maybe that was my favorite.
Effed up.
Yeah.
Wild at Heart. Way hung up.
Wild at Heart. Also great.
Lost Highway. Racerhead.
It's hard to choose from.
Love it so much.
Paul Stanley of the band Kiss. Yeah. You want the best. You got the best. Kiss.
Nope.
He is 59 years old today. Gene Simmons, do you have any plans to celebrate your Paul's birthday?
Well,
I know you're his buddy.
You said the best. You want the best. You get the best.
Right,
we
Gene?
Are, Paul included, the cream of the crop.
Yes, you are.
At least me. Speaking of cream.
Speaking of cream, I'm sorry. I don't get the...
No, we get it. We get it.
I don't see where he's going with that.
Don't worry about that. I got it.
Bill Maher is 55 years old today. Lorenzo Lamas turns 53.
Yeah,
stop celebrating llamas that much.
L-Dog.
James Denton from Desperate Housewives is 48. Rainn Wilson from The Office turns 45 years old today. Skeet Ulrich is 41. And Rob Borden of Linkin Park, he is 32 years old today. Now, he was not the rapist in Linkin Park, right? That's what
there
we
wasn't one. Linkin Park is a housing community.
I saw it on
community.
The news. There's a rapist in Linkin Park.
Never mind.
Antoine Davis Jones Dawson would not lie. To us.
What's his name?
In that way. I know all of his names. Did you see him on Tosh, by the way? Did you see his Web Redemption?
Yes.
Very, very funny.
Well, I was wearing the headband.
If I knew you were going to wear your hair straight, I wouldn't mess with this. 32 years old today is Rob Borden. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning on an all-new program, we've got Petros Papadakis talking sports. Four NFL teams remain.
Yes.
That's it. Two games to figure out who's going to be in the Super Bowl. We'll talk about that. We got the movie beat because it is Friday. We have LaQuisha with a review of Jersey Shore. She loves that show so much.
Oh, yeah.
And we have the outspoken president of UFC, Dana White, talking about the UFC Fight for the Troops event. That is tomorrow on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
I think that's just mean to take big UFC guys and go start beating up troops. I mean, doesn't it seem like we ought to be supporting them rather than fighting them? I'm serious. I got a bad feeling about this whole event. I really do.
Ends.
Mariah Carey had a movie called Glitter.
We understand.
Cat Corbett's next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music. Why not stick around for the band Middle Class Rut? Have you heard this song called New Low? It's coming up. Also, some Silver Sun Pickups, Dirty Heads, STP, and more next on